Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Good evening, everybody. I guess we're live. Late A ain't said nothing, so I don't know if we on or not. Late A, are we live?
Yes, Jay, but you're so fast, you didn't allow me to play out the commercial, so I'll go ahead and let you do your thing. Our host for tonight is Jay Barnes. Go ahead, Jay Barnes.
Thank you, Late A, for being so slow, but Late A, let me ask you one question. Do you have... Thank you, Late A. What?
Do I have who?
Hey, can I have, do you have a weekly report?
I sure do, if you give me just a moment, Jay.
All right, Lady. I mean, I know you didn't know the show was coming on tonight. I know we caught you by surprise. Don't worry about it.
Cute.
I know we caught you by surprise.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Talk Radio. Let us get started with upcoming events. This Saturday, May 18th, Big Les will be hosting an event at Macon National Dragway, a.k.a. The Zoo. This coming Sunday, May 19th, Grudge Inc. will celebrate its one-year anniversary, and DJ Grant will be hosting a one-year anniversary Grudge Fest in Montgomery, Alabama. Saturday, May 25th, Rated X Racing will be hosting an event in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. There are multiple events going down on Sunday, May 26th. Quick is hosting a race in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. 901 Bad Boys will be hosting a race in Holly Springs, Mississippi. Alley Cat will be hosting an event in Texas at Houston Motorsports. And Edmund Mr. Five Speed Hall will host a baby pro mod shootout in Montgomery, Alabama. Come one, come all. Let's race. Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/GrudgeIncTV. To get an overview of it all, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/GrudgeInc. And last but not least, we have a weekly newsletter that we will send directly to your email every Monday. Sign up for this newsletter at www.grudgeinc.us. Once again, watch video at youtube.com/grudgeinctv. Follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/grudgeinc. Grudge Inc. wants to be your number one stop for all grudge racing news and entertainment.
Okay, now it's your turn, Jay.
That damn Late A, boy. If y'all, if any of y'all know where I can get a better engineer, just let me know. Late A, that was that solving 60 stuff. Would you please cut down the the theme music and play that one more time? Cause I couldn't hear it. You had I couldn't hear it, Lady. Cut the theme music down and let me hear it one more again.
That's not something that I did, Jay. It was already pre-recorded. I'm so sorry that it doesn't meet your standards.
Lady, I need you to get as soon as I get a board up. I need you to call Wick for me. He's trying to get on, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, y'all understand? Y'all do know we have an irate engineer. So bear with me. The music that the commercial I just heard, can you play it again without the theme music? Okay, I'm sorry.
It was already pre-recorded, honey.
You said Brady's fault?
I did not say that. I said it was already pre-recorded. That's what I said.
All right, let me ask you this, Lady A. I didn't get a chance. Who got a race this weekend, Lady A, since you're damn so smart? Tell me that.
Who has a race this weekend? Big Les has a race, and it's going down at Macon National Dragway, a.k.a. the Zoo.
A.k.a. the Zoo. Who else racing this weekend?
Now, on that, I don't know, but I can play my little intro again, and we'll see if we can catch it.
Well, let me hear it one more time, Lady A, because we just get set up here, and, so hit it one more time. And I want to remind people that they can get this broadcast live on YouTube tonight or tomorrow. But go ahead, Lady A, hit that one more time so everybody can hear it one more again.
Okay, now I'll let you get set up because I know we caught you by storm with this show. I know you didn't know it was coming on, right?
You're right.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Talk Radio. Let us get started with upcoming events. This Saturday, May 18th, Big Les will be hosting an event at Macon National Dragway, a.k.a. the Zoo. This coming Sunday, May 19th, Grudge Inc. will celebrate its one-year anniversary, and DJ Grant will be hosting a one-year anniversary Grudge Fest in Montgomery, Alabama. Saturday, May 25th, Rated X Racing will be hosting an event in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. There are multiple events going down on Sunday, May 26th. Quick is hosting a race in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. 901 Bad Boys will be hosting a race in Holly Springs, Mississippi. Alley Cat will be hosting an event in Texas at Houston Motorsports. And Edmund Mr. 5-Speed Hall will host a baby pro mod shootout in Montgomery, Alabama. Come one, come all. Let's race.
Thank you, Lady A, for that nice presentation. If you go ahead and get my theme music going, we can get this show on the road. Lady A, if you can start my theme music, I can get this show on the road.
Your theme music has been started for over 15 seconds. I'm sure that anyone on this line can press 1 and say that they hear it. Something is wrong with your phone. It's going.
I'm in need of an engineer. Anybody can, this job can be
I'll
done.
I'll train them for free. If anyone knows an engineer, I would train them for free. Please hit 1.
And let me look here. All right, everybody, word on the street. Word on the street, here we go. Word on the street, we get to it. Hold on. Okay, that ain't it. Hold on one more second. Y'all do know we have the latest technology and, teleprompters, so you have to bear with me for the teleprompter bulb to warm up. But here it is. All right. So y'all, if you just remember, go on Good Ink TV, and you'll get a chance to see a nice new of our stocking product. The only way you can see what's going on in the studio is if you go to Good Ink TV. And if you go to Good Ink TV, you can see what we got going on here. Tonight, we will be discussing, I know y'all can't see this, but we will be discussing this product tonight. Look at that product right there. We got some nice new products in store. We also, we will be doing one of our favorites, one of our best sellers tonight. Make sure that we will be talking about that tonight. So, and for the ones who got totally molested, for the ones that totally got molested, we got what we call the Maxi. Hold on one second. Bam! We got it tonight. I just want everybody to know Now, Grudge Inc. TV on YouTube, you get a chance to see this full array of products. And we're gonna be sterile. We ain't got, you know. We got all the stuff to make it work right. So this is before we get going. All right. Hold on. Y'all bear with me. The word on the street, hold on. The word on the street. Let's all know, y'all. All right. Is Melvin. Y'all know Melvin. Melvin is the gentleman that's about about 55 years old, wear a half sleeve back with a ponytail. Y'all know Melvin. Is Melvin scared to run Johnny Quick or Brian Davis? No, I'll let get Melvin on so we can talk about that. To find out if he's scared of Johnny Quick and Brian Davis. Hold on, y'all. Also, hold on. Do Three Love and Leon have too many damn sips? Hold on, I'm getting a call in, y'all. Bear with me for a minute. You know that was somebody up north who called in on the damn show while I'm trying to do it and put me on hold. Y'all, I apologize. Hold on. If y'all go to Grudge Inc. TV and you can see all this what's going down in here tonight. Y'all ain't really getting the full effect of it. All right, let's go back. Is it? All right, we got our first answer. It says, "Hell no, Melvin, we'll race him." All right, well, we're gonna get Melvin on the phone and see what Melvin race Johnny Quick and Brian Davis of Chicken. We'll find out a little bit later tonight. But let me get back to this damn more. Lady A, can you, get that phone. All right, number three. Can Mailman and Big Ball Factor make a good team? They are. Let me see what else I got here. Can Young Money Racing, Gold Digger, get action? Or everybody say it? I mean, Young Money, Gold Digger, they riding her. For y'all that don't know, I'm been with them. Gold Digger, and I'm been with Young Money, Gold Digger, and I'm been with Ground and Pound. Them two people I'm been with. All right, hold on one second. Okay, so the way is Ride or Die. Car that won the 2011 shootout. Ride or Die, do you still have that car? Do call in and let me know. The people want to know this here. All right. They call it the Green Machine. Where is that car? King Biz of the North. King Biz of the North. Hold on. King Biz of the North is King. Is Biz the King of the North? Or Johnny Quick? That's something we find out this weekend. All white trash. We're gonna find that out this weekend. Hold on, let's go find this thing looking for. Will Biz ever beat Ground and Pound? Hell no. We already know the answer to that one. And this is the one that hold on, I ain't gonna get to that one yet. This is the one that most people wrote in about. Fuck that. Not just now. Is Cesar Robb, I don't know where to get the name from. Is Cesar Robb and Dome all talk? Hold on. We got a new man knocking shit down. Listen, y'all got to go to Grudging TV so you can see what we got going on in here now. Mm-hmm. So,
Lady A,
I can't see nothing going on. I'm blind. And
that's what I'm here for, Jay. What can I do for you?
You so nice, Lady A.
I know.
Lady A, let me ask you something, Lady A. Is anybody do you see Big Clark out there anywhere?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to get Big Clark on, Lady A, and so, do he have a race coming up?
I'm not sure. Would you like me to get him on right now so you can ask him, Jay?
Yes. Could you get him on right now for me so I can see if he got a race coming up this weekend?
Okay, Big Clark, your mic is open. Are you there, honey?
God, no.
Lady, I'm at my son's class night. I can't talk.
Boy, ain't nothing like reality. Lady, ain't nothing like reality TV.
Yeah, I'm.
Okay, cool. You all right? Listen. You know anything about this? Hold on, let me hear it. Send me one of the most. Terry. You know Terry just said y'all at 41. Terry just sitting in this. I can't tell y'all what it said. It's top secret though. But let me go back to can you find Dolomite on the line? Is Dolomite? Is anybody that got a race coming up this weekend on the damn line?
Let me look for Dolomite for you. And if I can't find him, Jay, I will call him just for you. Okay, honey?
All right, Dolomite. I think B is tied up. Shit, I'm just looking for somebody that got a show coming up this weekend. And Mr. Bang 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 is here. He gonna come on tonight.
Bang Bang Bang.
Yeah.
Dolomite, your mic is open.
Okay.
Dolomite.
Thank you, Lady A. And Jay Bones, I appreciate the way you treat Lady A.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bring her down now. Let her work with you for them a couple of weeks. I bet you'll pay me.
Watch your tone, young man. Watch your tone.
Hey, Mike, what you got going on, man? I mean, give me the real version. Now, don't give me that structured version. What you got?
Well, first off, Big Liz, and like I said, this weekend at Macon National Dragway, we got a two-day weekend on May the 18th down in Macon, Georgia. It's $3,000 G-Body shootout. Free entry. That means free $3,000 for somebody to come pick up. All right? That's going on this weekend, along with Big Liz putting on her her car show as well as everything else. So it's going to be a big shame being down there in Macon, Georgia. And the spot is going to get ready. Streetcars. Where you at? Big Liz got the streetcars coming out. You know, you got to have drag radios, 275 or slicks. No bigger than a 28. That's going down, $500 on the pot. We're going to let y'all shoot it out and go for it this weekend. Down in Macon National Dragway, the zoo. It's going on May 18th, this Saturday, down at the zoo. And after that, everybody going to have a good time down there and come get this money. And after that, everybody going for the first year anniversary of Bridging. That's going to be in Montgomery, Alabama. DJ Grant going to do his thing. He'll come on and talk about that in a minute. Dog going to be on the mic down in Macon doing his thing so everybody know. When Dog on the mic, that's excitement and enjoyment and pleasure all by itself. So that's going on this weekend, $3,000 G-Body shootout. G-Body's bound up. Come on, get this money. It's free entry, so no need to get scared because anybody can win when it's free entry. That's what's going on, Jay. This weekend I just came on because he asked me to. But Big C is going to do a thing down there and make a national dragway. Along with the rest of us, Grudgie, boys, we're going to all be there. B is going to be in the house. Big Clark, Dolomite, 65, saying that he's going to be in the house shooting for that money. You're going to have Tanya out of the Up North Boys going to be there, along with some more of the G-Body hustlers that's going to be in the house. Big Low going to be in the house trying to shoot for that money. So come on out, y'all, root for your favorite. Put your money where your mouth is, and let one of them bring you a payday. That's what's going on. Make it National Dragway, May 18th. And now I'm back on mute.
Now, don't go on mute yet. Damn, that was a good job. We're going to do the next commercial with you, Dolomite. But hold on 1 second, Dolomite. You ain't told nobody about that ass whooping. Hold on, Dolomite. We got you. Dolomite, we got you a special deal. Hold on. Let me kid you. Dolomite, you got to go on Grudging TV. And on YouTube, Grudging TV on YouTube, so you can see what the special gift is. Dolomite, this special gift that I'm holding up will be for you, and it's a gift from Bobby Billy Goat Child. So make sure that you check out the Grudging TV on YouTube, so that you can see what the special gift is. All right. Now,
go ahead, Jack.
I heard you were scared of, I heard that you going for the belt this weekend. That's true or false?
Oh, that's totally 100% true. Sunday in Montgomery, Alabama. We're going to dethrone the champ. We're going to cut the goat. We're going to gut him, throw him across some barbecue pit grill. And we're going to let everybody see how good goat really tastes when his ass is exploding all over the place. So that's what's going on down in Montgomery on the 29th, J. Bobby.
The 29th? We got to wait that long?
Oh, no. My bad. The 19th. My bad. That's what happens when you get old. You get senile and you say things you shouldn't say. But that's what's going on. May 19th, Montgomery, Alabama. After the May 18th shootout down in Macon National Dragway.
You know they said the mind is the second thing to go, Dolomite.
Yeah.
That's all Dolomite said, yeah.
Hold on a minute, Jay. Hey, I just seen you. I didn't know if you were going that way. Hold on, Jay. Okay.
All right. Well, Lady A, see, we ain't got any. Oh, I forgot. I got to go back to my lab. Lady A, I need you to get. I need you to get Meatball on. Can you get Meatball on?
Of course I can, Jay. Just a moment.
For y'all that don't know, we're trying out some new equipment. That's why we normally don't know what we're doing, but we really don't know what we're doing now because we're trying to do a simulcast with video, blog talk, YouTube. It's something serious. I mean, you know, it's something serious. Who, me? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll go.
I can't
do anything about it.
I can't right now,
please. But, hey, who else I got on the line since I can't get no help? Can I get...
Dave, you'll have to bear with me so I can get Meatball on the line.
Well, I tell you. Y'all bear with us. I mean, you know, we learning. We learning, y'all.
It's all part of the process.
I mean, it's just one of them things. I want to open up some of my toys.
Meatball, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Jay Barnes
Meatball,
is requesting you on his show.
I thank you, lady. How you doing, Mr. Barnes?
I'm doing well, sir. And you? I heard that there was some breaking news. I mean, some broke news. I don't quite get it. Well, what's up?
Hold on, let me make this phone call. Let me get this guy in real quick. Hold on now.
This sound like DJ Grant show.
Mr. Barnes.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I got the guy. Can you announce who you guys are, man?
Yes, we're Mexican Racing, Pizza Rob's Racing.
Say that one more time. We didn't get that. Say it one more time.
Pizza Rob's Racing.
Pizza Robbers.
Pizza Rob.
What's going on, Pizza Rob?
What's happening?
You live on the J Barnes Grudge Ink Talk Show, man. Speak your piece, man.
Well, all I know is this: we starting in the north. We going from the north to the south. First one we taking out though is that Big Mouth Ride or Die. Just
no,
so you know.
You gonna tell the guy Ride or Die? Pizza Rob, let me tell you this.
Okay.
Now, Pizza Rob, I appreciate you coming on, and but let me tell you one thing, Pizza Rob. This is the first time you might have been racing and kicking ass for a long time, but this is the first time I heard of you, and you're going to come on and tell me you're going to knock off Ride or Die?
Right off the rail. That's the easy part of it. Ride or Die ain't got nothing.
Good God, man. Listen, man. All right. When you supposed to do this to Ride or Die?
We're going to do this to Ride or Die anytime they're ready. We can go on motor or we can go on nitrous.
Well, I'm going to speak for Ride or Die. You on motor, they on nitrous. Let's do this shit.
Yes, sir.
So what got you, why you got a hard on for Ride or Die?
Because of their boy Meatball. Boy, Meatball calls and talks stuff. We shouldn't talk.
Not a whole
Ride or Die crew gotta pay.
Well, listen, man. Don't play a violin for us, man. Give it to us raw and uncut.
Ain't no violin here.
Give it to us raw and uncut.
That's why you ain't never heard of me. Cause I don't run my mouth unless I know what's happening.
All right, so. Anybody else you looking to engage with after you want to knock on Ride or Die? Who else you looking for?
I mean, we looking, first we're going to knock Ride or Die off. When that's done, then we're going to call your show back and we're going to call out some more.
Meatball.
Yes,
is this man, is this man serious? Do he realize what he's saying?
I'm realizing I'm serious and a heart attack.
He's serious. They serious, but they talk to serious, but they got a show.
Oh, we'll show.
Well, we got to get down there. We got to get the race report. We got the race report coming up. For y'all that don't know, we got the race report coming up in a little bit, and it was voted on last night that Nod would do the race report from this weekend, and. So it's going to take me a minute to get that going. But I'm looking forward to here. I didn't get everything that happened this weekend, so bear with me on that. And for y'all that don't know, too, also, I got a call that 901 Bad Boy been called out again. And they still hadn't answered their call. Still kind of waiting on them a little bit. Lady. And now we got Pizza.
Yes,
we got
sir.
Pizza Man. He going down on damn Ride or Die.
We was trying to make it to the Martin thing, but they going racing. We going racing in another state. So
what state y'all going racing in?
We're taking Dan Millen's car.
Oh, okay. I'm sure everybody knows who Dan Millen is.
So we can't make it that weekend.
Yeah. Dan
so we gonna get down at Milan, me and Ride or Die here. Very short.
Are you ready?
We ready.
All right, just hold on. Pizza Rob, just hold on there for
yes,
a minute.
Sir.
We're gonna get this thing started in a minute. Just hold on 1 second. I got to go through the line. Lady A, I see Lady A, I'd like for you to get Nod on for me. And I'm going to go to Leon. Is that Leaking Leon? Leaking Leon, I'll open up his mic. Big Clark trying to damn look out for Lady A. But let me see what Leaking Leon. Leon, the governor of the great state
of Indiana. How you doing this evening? Leon! I don't know why these people hit the one button and don't want to talk.
I talk for Leon. You want me to talk for him, Jay?
Huh? Yeah, come on with it. We got a part for stepping in for Leon tonight. Go ahead. What you got going on, Leon?
This me, Ball, and I'm going to speak for Leon's behalf. My name is Leon. I'm scared of Detroit.
Well, I want to know one thing, Leon. Did the race between you and that was your damn twin brother. What's your twin brother's name? Young Money. Huh?
You talking about Gold Digger?
Gold Digger. But who's the man that drives the Gold Digger? Our own Gold Digger.
Aaron.
Aaron. I want to make a poll. Don't Leon and Aaron look like twins? I want to get a damn a poll going on that. Them two jokers look just alike.
But you know what, Jay Burns? You know, since we on that subject, is Pizza Rock, you still online?
Yes, sir, I am.
Are you guys planning on you're gonna knock Ryder down? Are you going after the Gold Digger too?
A Gold Digger, probably. Yeah. We haven't got that far. We're gonna knock off Ryder down first, and then we're gonna speak.
Okay.
Everybody gonna hear us knock off Ryder down. Believe that.
Well, yeah,
Skip, Johnny Williams, Judd Brothers, yeah. They got action.
Yeah, you don't want none of them troubles out of
any of them.
You don't want no gold digger. You don't want no trouble out of Gold Digger.
Hey, when you're racing for money, you start at the bottom and go to the top.
Yeah.
That's what I was told. I learned that over the years.
But when you start off with Ryder Dye, so you starting off at the top, so you might
know. No, you starting off at the bottom. That's the bottom of the barrel.
Okay.
All right, hold on one second.
I got you on the show, and I got you on the show, and I'm not going to go into a bickering match with you. I'm going to let you speak your piece.
When can we see this race? Can we see this race happen anytime soon?
Yes, sir. Whenever Ride or Die is ready, because we are.
Now, this is the thing I want to do. This is what I want to see. Let me open up some of these mics. I got a whole lot of folks want to say something. And for y'all that remember, I told y'all I was describing Melvin. Melvin is on the line. And I want to know, I got to find out if Melvin, will he try Brian Davis checking or Johnny Quick? Y'all give me 1 second. Y'all just hold on 1 second.
All right.
Melvin, how you doing
this
evening?
I'm doing fine, man.
Melvin, I know.
Go
ahead. Jay Burns dropped, everyone. It must have been his phone. If you'll give me just a moment, I'll get him on.
All righty.
Lebo, I got to put you on hold for a minute.
Not a problem.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Lady A, for getting back on. I got dropped there for a minute.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. I'm sure somehow that's my fault, right?
That Melvin. Melvin, I want to know. I mean, you tell me the truth tonight. Are you scared of Johnny Quick? Yes or no?
No, I'm not scared of Johnny Quick.
Are you scared of Brian Davis Chucky? Are you scared? Let me know.
I'm not scared of Brian Davis Chucky neither. Neither one of them.
You do know that they are the champs now, right? You do know they're the Michigan champs. They were beating their chest this past weekend.
Oh, yeah. I know they're the champs. I know.
Hey, Hey, and that's what I'm looking for. Melvin, go to Grudge Inc. TV, and they got go to Grudge Inc. TV on YouTube, and you can see them assessing those belts, and they talking junk, Melvin. I believe they're talking junk to you, Melvin. But you need to look at that Grudge Inc. TV. They talking junk to you, Melvin. The video is already up, Melvin. Check it out. Hold on,
and
what Melvin is a punk motherfucker. Melvin, let's talk about you, man.
That's good, man. I like that. I like them to talk that type of shit.
And I want to
give a shout out to all of my haters that lost their money when I was out there when you was at Milan, when I got hooked to bullshit and racing. And that's a part of them boys there, too. And when I got there, all of them was pissed off, you know.
And me, boy, I got Johnny Quick on the line.
Uh-oh.
Johnny Quick, let me tell you this. Bring Johnny Quick in, then bring him in. What's up? Hey, Johnny Quick, man. Oh, nobody move. It won't be no trouble. The next Noe Chi, if going down, which whichever way, I won't Brian Davis first. And when I race Brian Davis and I tap that ass on Brian Davis, I want that Chucky doll out the front seat of that motherfucker so I can tie him on my goddamn willy bars. And then I'm going to drag that motherfucker down the track while I'm driving Johnny Quick ass down through there. Because on my next two races, Brian Davis first and Johnny Quick second. That's how I want to line them up.
Who's talking?
That's Melvin, Johnny Quick. That's Melvin.
Oh, whatever. He ain't going to do nothing.
Yeah, whatever, motherfucker. I ain't scared of you. You can talk all that shit you want, boy.
Melvin, you can talk all that shit you want.
We
got Melvin, you is kind of scared of Johnny Quick, but you just want to put the front on.
I ain't scared of nobody that's on the line, dog. What I got a reason to be scared for?
What I got a reason to be scared for?
You can't make me scared talking shit on the line, so you can cut all that out, okay? We going to race, and that's going to be the bottom line to it right there.
Well, when did this supposed to take place then, Melvin, since you're beating on your chest?
The next Noe Chi. What's that, the 25th or whatever it is, month, at Milan. It can go down.
I don't know.
Brian Davis first, and Johnny Quick checking on the 25th.
Let's think about that, Johnny.
You want to lock this in?
Whoa. It's locked in. What else you think? I'm running
out
of
lock-in
racing. I'm going to be at the drag strip.
I don't do that
lock-in stuff. That's your game. You go play about my game. My game is I don't do no lock-in. I'll be at the drag strip to race. Don't tell me what I do. When I run them boys the other night, there wasn't no lock-in. I pulled in the track to race. So if you don't want to race, that's fine by me. I don't got a problem with that. But I don't do lock-in races. So don't ask me to lock in no more, and we ain't got to go there, okay? I told you I'm going to race you on the 25th, and that's what we're going to do.
Well, you told me the same thing last week. Why are you repeating yourself?
You didn't tell me nothing. I didn't tell you nothing the last week. If I'm going to repeat myself, why you want to take it to a point where you're trying to get smart with somebody? I told you I'm going to race, okay? And that's the bottom line to it. All that smart shit, you can keep it to yourself.
You was talking all the same crap last week. So why you want to...
Jake called me on the phone
you
and asked
yourself.
Me, will I race you? And I'm going to race you. So now you and
lock
me got nothing to talk about. I'm not...
Lock up somebody. $300 or $1,500
more. Are you stupid or something? What did I
just
tell you?
Are you stupid or something? Because I think you're just talking.
Well, wait till the 25th coming. We in the drag strip. You
wait,
put your money up and then that's when we going to race.
How about Wednesday? We'll go out Wednesday.
I said on the 25th. Don't you understand English?
I don't give a fuck. You don't make the goddamn rules. How about Wednesday?
Well, you know what? Fuck you. I ain't even fucking finna race you, motherfucker, because you're stupid just like Wayne is, motherfucker.
You stupid,
fuck
man.
Fuck you,
you
and all of you, motherfucker. Fuck y'all.
How did Wayne get in
there?
How did Wayne get
in there, motherfucker? Because he's stupid just like he is, talking that stupid ass shit, motherfucker. Just
you
like
talking
I just
dumb
said.
Ass shit.
Talking that motherfucking shit. You want to
race?
You want to race?
You
want to race?
You trying to talk yourself out?
On the 25th, bitch, we race. That's it.
Clown.
Man, why you
other than that,
I'm going back on you, motherfucker.
Listen, I'm not gonna hold up all your airtime, Jay. I'm gonna race him on the 25th because he ain't doing nothing but talking shit. I ain't got time to get pissed off with them assholes, man. I'm going back on you, man. Finish your show. I will run both of them motherfuckers. I'm not scared of them. Remember that. I ain't fucking scared of neither one of them. They can talk
neither
all that shit they want. I ain't fucking listening to it.
All right. Lady A, I got that number up. And, all right, let me go back down to the board a little bit because these numbers are...
Oh, yeah.
Y'all, hold on 1 second. Let me see. Leon, are you on the line? Leon, are you there?
Yeah, what's going on?
How everybody doing?
Leon, I'm trying to introduce you correctly. Leon, let me give you a prop, Leon, the governor of Indiana. Everybody, I want y'all to stand up and applaud. Hold
sorry
on, let me find this applause, please. Stand up and applaud the governor of Indiana, Leon.
Well, hold on, let's try it again.
Leon,
what's going on, Mr. Brian? Not a whole
Leon,
lot of nothing, man.
Leon, I mean, are you still the baddest man in Indiana?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure of that. Leon, is there anybody that you want to piss off tonight just before we get in, before we go any further?
Well, I'm not going to take it to no big argument, and I ain't trying to get all that extortion. All I can say, I got my copy. Whenever Aaron and Randy them get themselves to get ready to race me, get their car set up for a quarter mile, they can call me. I'm ready to race now. My car fixed. I got it all signed. I'm ready to race.
Well, listen, you were ready the other day. They the one that had problems, didn't they?
No, I had problems. If you said they had no business going.
Huh?
I had problems.
I knew I had the problem.
Yeah, it went down on the ground.
Damn, airplane.
Yeah. It had a mind of its own.
Well, Leon.
It's fixed up. We had some problems. It's fixed. It's ready to go. It's ready to go to work.
And you don't mind going down on them, hell, I can't never remember the name.
Aaron.
That's
right.
Well,
Miss Ron, me and Aaron and Randy, we hopped the race. We don't have another choice but the race. This is a one-on-one race. He won one, I won one. And we need to break the tie and see who's the baddest boy out there.
Who the last one to win, Leah?
I did.
So he really need to be chasing you.
Yeah, he don't have to chase me. He told me to let him know when I want to race him so they can set their car for a quarter mile. So if they on the line, my car ready. My car is ready. Be honest, I don't even need no takedown. My car ready. They
That's
can set their car for a quarter mile because I'm not going to run no 8 mile. I want to run a quarter.
They ran me
with a quarter. They beat me in a quarter. Then they went switch cars, running with another car, but I don't care nothing about that. It's a one-on-one here. Let me break that tie.
Leon, I'm showing the consolation prize for Aaron but they got to go to Grudging TV on YouTube, and I'm showing the consolation prize. I'm holding up to the camera right now. I want Aaron to know that Leon have ordered you this right here. So make sure y'all look at it so y'all can see what's going on. Let me put it right here. I want everybody to see that right there. Now, y'all got to check it out. But now listen, I got to go down there. Let me see. It's Kelvin. Kelvin, are you on the line? Kelvin. What the hell, Kelvin?
What's happening, Jay? I'm at work.
That's a good thing, Kelvin. Kelvin, but the problem is you're a truck driver. So why are you telling me that, Kelvin?
Hey, Jay, let me ask you a question. Why are you messing with Lady A, man? Why are you messing with Lady A? You got problems tonight?
Lady A show come on tomorrow night.
Oh, okay. Well, I make sure I hire for my show. Remember that.
Yeah. Lady A is looking for a job. And I'll pay anybody a damn ticket.
I'm taking her. Pay me.
Lady A. Oh, y'all need to see that video of Lady A made. Y'all need to see that video. I don't know if it's up yet, but you need to see it. Let me go down and say, I'm going to leave that alone. Kelvin.
Yes, sir.
You got in trouble? You trying to start in trouble tonight?
Nah, I ain't doing that. I'm just listening. I was getting on you by Lady A.
All right. Let me see. I got a new number here. Lady A ain't did a job, so let me call out the number. 478-3223. 478-3223. Let me see if your mic is open.
Yeah, what's up, Jay?
What's going on? Who am I talking to?
This is Buster.
This Buster?
Yeah, you know, I was trying to get on with you last time. And, you kept calling me, but I couldn't get on the phone. I could listen to you on the computer, but I couldn't get you on the phone because it was full.
Yeah, you know, that's what we do. We have full shows over here. We don't do no bullshit shows, no half a show. We full, we pack out over here.
We need to get that damn Willie dog on here tonight. I heard he was going to be down here in Georgia this weekend.
He's going to be down in Macon. You owe Willie dog an ass with me, don't you?
Oh, Willie dog, hey, look, I fucked him out last time. My car wouldn't even go down the track. And I told him to bring Smokey, and he showed up, but all he had was that damn mic in his hand.
So you want to bring old Smokey? You want to go to it?
I'll tell you about it later, but everybody done went to 28, so I'm on 28 now. And he need to bring his to 28 and let's get it on.
Now, I'm going to try to get Willie Dog on to accommodate that. Cause you've been trying to get Willie Dog for a minute. So
the bad thing about Willie Dog, you got to catch him quick because he got all his team members. You know, he go over to his auntie's house and borrow a motor.
Who he borrow a motor from?
His auntie or his cousin. You know, he got his grandma's draws. So, you know, he's going to borrow a motor.
No, not really, dog, man.
Now, you know how it is.
Anyway,
I'm going to hang on here and let's get him on here. I want to cut up with him a little bit.
All right, we're going to get him on in a few minutes. Late A, Nod said you dropped his call. He's trying to, you know, get him back on so he can, he want to do a little talking. He got to give us a race report from this past weekend. So let's go to the next caller is 850-1296, 850-1296. I would know your name if Lady A did a job. 850-1296, your mic is open. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Who do I have the pleasure of speaking to, sir?
It's Clam with Baby Transmission, Ray.
This is Clam with Baby Transmission.
Favors Transmission.
Davis, okay. What kind of trouble you trying to start tonight? You listening at it or you got somebody you want to pick a little fun at?
No, I ain't going to jump on nobody tonight.
But listen, man, we're glad you're on. We're going to try to get, hopefully, Lady A got Nod on so we can get the race report going. And then we got a race coming up this weekend. I was hoping that Big Claw and the guy would come on and push the show hard, but they real quiet tonight for some reason. I was kind of laying back and let them come on and so that we can pump that race they got coming up. Let me see what. Nod, hold on. Nod, are you on the line?
Yeah, Jam here.
Nod, let me ask you something. Now, this weekend we had some racing going on. And I was I had wife duty, so I had to sit at the house. And so, you know, bear with me, Nod. And if you don't mind, would you please let me know what all the races went down this weekend? It's your show, Nod, at this point. And can you bring me up to speed on all the shows that happened and the good news and the bad?
Well, they had a show at Dawson, and it was Pro Stock Joe's show. 555 boys, I believe. Then a little street car shootout. I think Mario ran somebody, and he hurt his motor. He got beat. And Tony
Mario
Ray ran.
Beat?
The motor got beat. They went on the big end. And Mario took a L, unfortunately. New street car he got, that Trans Am.
He told me that they couldn't be beat. And as a matter of fact,
I think he hurt the motor now, Jay.
But this is a question. But no. Tell the truth. Did he hurt the motor racing, or did he hurt the motor trying not to lose?
Well, I got a field report. He hurt the motor during the race.
Now,
they say he lost by 2 cylinders.
I heard that he it was Baby Blue. I heard that he got his ass whooping. Hold on. I just thought about that shit. Hold on. This is what this is for. All right, let me man, what's up? Let me tell you. No.
Yeah.
No, most goddamn product up so the people who watch this on YouTube can see it. And so Baby Blue.
Yeah,
hello.
Baby Blue.
Yeah. Baby Blue. Who the hell Baby Blue up? You know what that mind is bad.
I
want to say one of them cars that gave somebody, I think, 10 in the brake or something.
What?
And the car that gave the car 10 in the brake won. But listen, I want everybody to see this product that Baby Blue bought for Mario. I'm holding it up for the camera right now. Go to Grudging TV on YouTube. And this is the product that Baby Blue sent for Game Over Mario. Okay, go ahead, now. Tell me what happened. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Mario hurt the motor on that one now. And like I said, they had another race where a guy gave, I guess one of the local guys, 10 in the brake. I want to say 10 in the brake. And the guy that gave up everything in racing 10 to break, he won. And also Tony Wright beat King Nate. One of King Nate's friends. They went motor to motor. And Tony Wright with the baby Hiller Mustang. I gotta say this today. I was told, now I don't know how true this is, but I was told they say Nate sweet as honey. They say King Nate sweet as honey. Now, that's what it was told to me. Now, I'm just saying.
Oh, I got
well,
my
it looks good. King Nate looks good now.
He didn't beat King Nate. He beat one of King Nate's partners.
Yo, dead, I lose him.
And I'm trying to think what other race they had there. I can't really think about that. I got to get back with you on that, Jay, and find out what other big race they had there. I know they say Big Sexy looked pretty good. Yeah, they said Big Sexy made some nice passes. And they said that guy, South Carolina, the one they call Purple Sprinkle, because I don't call him Purple Rain, Purple Sprinkle. they say he was less than impressive, which I already knew that. And I saw the post because I'm looking for him. I'm looking for Purple Sprinkle and Stone Fold, not Stone Cold, Stone Fold in Macon or Alabama.
Hey, let me tell you this now. I got a call from Hitler. He said that he's looking for somebody to run on muscle. He willing to lock in this weekend in Macon. And he just want to let everybody know that he on muscle and he willing to lock in this weekend in Macon. So I just want to put that out there too because he gave me a call. Anybody that know what's up? But go ahead on, Nart. What else you got? I mean, was that a race in the whole country?
No, they had a race down in South Georgia Motorsports Park. They had a big class race and a no-holds-bar 28 shootout in the suspension, I guess, in the power adder on 28s and a couple grudge cars down there. Well, you know, the weather was already up in the air, but it didn't really come down until about 4, and it lasted about maybe 2 hours. It was never a heavy rain, just a light sprinkle. But before the rain came down, you had a couple guys out there made some hellacious passes. Kevin Fiskus made some good passes. I want to say Phil Hines, I'm thinking that's his name, with a Mustang, Pro Charger Mustang. I hope I'm getting it right. He looked pretty damn good, and the white boys was locked
damn.
In. The white boys were locked in. They made a couple of decent passes, too. One of those, I think, is pretty impressive. Big Low made an impressive pass. But Perez was looking for them. And I think Perez looked real damn good. If people don't know Perez, is he had class race out of Florida with the orange and white Camaro on drag radios, nitrous car. It's like an 88 Camaro. Him and the white boy supposed to be getting on. And I guess Phil and Spike, they were trying to get the car right, and they, you know, trying to make some passes to get the car right. Stevie Jackson was there with his Alex Navi car. He had a backfire, but it sort of worked it out. I think he made another pass. I don't think he got down the track. I don't know. He had abort that pass. And Zabo, he was there. He made some decent passes. Quite a few other cars were there. Dahl was there with Trey One car. He never came out of the trailer. And Stone Cold was there. Nephew at the Ham. Black and gold Camaro.
I heard Stone Cold was sweet.
He really sweet. But he was getting a little hair on his chest. He made a comment. He wanted to race. He wanted to race us. And We never did get a chance to lock him in. But Hercules was there, and he looked rather impressive. He made two nice passes. Him and Dog locked in. Him and Tony Bynes locked in. And like I said, they should have got one of those races off where the rain came. And rain came. Once the rain came, we waited out there for a little while, a couple of hours, talked. Once we saw the satellite, it was going to clear up. Once it cleared up, it left at 6 o'clock. The sun came out. The circuit car guys came out there. They were racing. Then, unfortunately, we found out the track was closed. We couldn't race.
So all them races, none of them races got a chance to come on, man.
You know, it was a big fuss. And a lot of things were said, this and that. And they had a show about it yesterday. And I think they got to the bottom of it, but a lot of guys were very disappointed, myself included, because it was a nice sunny, you know, it was sun out there, and there was a lot of guys there. You probably would have maybe 6 or 7 good grudge races, I'm thinking. Because, like I say, Tony Bynes brought he brought Dillinger, he brought Gangsta Boutu, he bought, I don't know this Mustang, Bojack. He bought Bojack. Like I say, Dog, there was Trey One. Like I say, Stone Cold was there. We were there with two cars. If I'm missing anybody, it was a couple more guys were there. What's the name was there too? I don't know if they came and raced their truck. What's the guy with the red pickup chassis truck?
The red you talking about a 007?
No, the chassis truck. Burger Brothers.
Okay.
Burger Boys, they were there.
Oh yeah, okay. I'm sorry.
Bobby Wildchild, he ended up coming, he didn't bring his car. Stone Cold said he'd have drawn on Bobby if Bobby had bought his car. I don't know if that's true or not, but hey, you know, neither here nor there, Bobby didn't bring the car. He had a couple more guys that were there with grudge cars. I can't think of some of the guys' names that were there that I offhand. I know Doug was there. That's with Sid with the gold Malibu, he was there. They didn't have the car there. It wasn't a big crowd, maybe 150 people, maybe 175. You know, you had quite, like I said, you had some badass class races there, man, with some fast-ass cars. And like I said, the race was called off. You know, they say the reason at the time was told that they couldn't drive the track, which we know that wasn't true. It was a money issue, And like I said, you know, it turned out not to be a good thing because I thought the fans that were there got cheated out of their $20. They could have saw some decent grudge racing and some hellified class racing. But, you know, hindsight 2020, we talked about what could have been done to avoid it. But, you know, unfortunately, we missed one good weekend of racing that they could have had in South Georgia. I mean, like I said, I think Hurt would have turned on 2 Ws. That's just my opinion. And I wanted to see Perez in the white boys race. I really was anticipating that race. And Big Low was going to race the white boys as well. Like I said, Big Low looked really good. Low looked real good. And I think Low was going to race Tony Bynes too. So, like I said, I'm pretty sure you had at least 7 to 8 grudge races. And I think that's damn good for a grudge event.
And like I said,
you know, unfortunate, man, due to a situation with a promoter, it didn't work out that well, man. It just was a disappointing day for races in general. Not just class races, but grudge races and the fans. I thought you could have had some decent racing. Like I say, we didn't know Tony was going to show up, but Tony showed up with three cars, you know. So, hey, it was going to be some racing, and like I said, it just didn't jump off.
Well, let me ask something, Nod. I mean, what's coming up this weekend? What do you think? I mean, what's up this weekend?
Well, we got the zoo going on, and you got Montgomery Motorsport Park. I'll be at both events, and I'm hoping, like I said, we can get some action. And I know the zoo's going to be a damn good race there, and I know Stunner going to have a damn good race at the Grudge Reunion this weekend at Montgomery Motorsports Park. So it should be a whole bunch of good racing this weekend. And I'm quite sure there'll be a lot of guys there getting action on. Hold on one second, Jay. I'm going to follow you. Hold on one second, Jay. I'm going to have some background noise.
All right, y'all. Sorry about that. My call keep dropping. I don't know what's up with that. So y'all have to bear with me a little bit. But let's get there. Tight Man, you there? I guess, can anybody hear me, first of all?
I can hear you.
All right, I'm just trying to see, can I get somebody? I see Tight Man. Lady, can you?
Did you want me to help you?
Yes, please.
Okay, Dog, your mic is open.
Jay Bonds, what's up, boy?
What's up, Dog? Lady A.
Before you even speak to me, get that faggot on the phone, say he was looking for me, and get goddamn Nod on the phone for Big Hurry. I'm ready to lock both of them bitches in while they talking all that shit.
Then, let's see, Lady A, you got to get them two on for me, because I can't see shit on this damn board.
Goddamn, Jay, you gotta. Well, goddamn. I thought you was on dog shit with all that bullshit.
I know, man. I didn't want to stop it. I can tell you this, man. I don't know. But I think Lady A was trying to goddamn sabotage me because.
I ain't going to rub it in, but damn, you is riding Lady A pretty hard tonight. She ought to get a goddamn raise.
Can you want to hire?
Put him up there with my looks.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, I heard Nog getting the race report. He said one thing wrong, though, Jay. I didn't want to bust his bubble, though. He said old Trey 1 car didn't come out the trailer. Well, I didn't come out the trailer because them bitches were scared to lock in. But then when they did lock in, I backed it out the trailer, but it started raining. I think that's what they was waiting on.
So I hadn't had a chance to see Trey 1 car, dog, since you've been at the helm. And how's it doing? I mean, is it 100?
Hell no. Everybody's just scared of it there.
Well, so are they scared of the car or the driver?
A little bit of both. Oh, but Jay, don't think I'm your friend. I'm coming down to Macon Sunday, and if everything go right, I'm going to Montgomery Sunday, and every motherfucker with a grudging stick on their car, I'm beating the dog shit out of them.
Well, dog, I'm glad we got that on tape so we can hear that shit. So that You know what the story is. They say you got to get an ass, you got to bring one. You know that, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm bringing one. I just hope y'all got some there for me. I'm going
to
see. No,
I'm
you know, because y'all said all these grudge ain't killers. I want to meet the first motherfucking one and get my life sentence.
I got to get
Nod back on the phone because I got a special for him.
No, the man has been, he been trying to get you for damn 2 months on his damn phone.
But hold on. Who been trying to get me, Jay?
Hold on, let me damn find him on here. He,
hey, who just, oh, you talking about that guy was talking just a while ago, going, I got 29 on and all that shit?
Yeah.
God damn it, he told you I came down and his shit wasn't ready. I don't give a damn who he is. He got the back tie.
Hold on, he is right here.
He got the back goddamn tie. If he breathe loud, he's going to get 1-1.
Let me see, 478-3223.
I'm here.
You got the
bag
tie, sucker.
Where you been with your big mouth?
You got the bag tie. We ain't got to talk. Let's go and lock this race up. We ain't got to talk.
Well, you know how we going to lock this in.
I'm listening.
I don't want you to have to go and have that benefit to come down here.
Well, worry about yourself. Don't worry about me.
I want to bet them grandma draws you got.
The loser got to wear them some bit till it closed.
No problem. That's good. I go with that. What else? What's your other stipulation, sir?
Sir, I don't win the 28 tie. Can you
bring
it on 28?
That's your goddamn problem.
Oh. So I can put the big ties back on.
I don't give a fuck what you put on there. I don't care what you got. You got the back tie. What's the next problem?
That's it. That's a bet.
Okay, lock it in, Jay. Lock in $300 or $1,000 or better. Whatever he got, he got the back tie.
I don't want you to have a benefit now for you.
Stop all that dumbass benefit shit, because you ain't gave a motherfucking penny, so shut the fuck up about it. Don't worry about the benefit.
Last time you supposed to bring Smokey to the racetrack,
bringing no motherfucking Smokey. Smokey's in the goddamn garage.
Who car you gonna borrow, Grandma?
I'm driving the Trey One car. That's the car I'm running now.
Now,
what the hell you wanna do, old gravel ass fuck?
I can't wait you and Mike Hill. Y'all don't own nothing.
I ain't got a fucking thing to do with Mike Hill. Mike Hill is a grown man on his own. I'm talking to you. Now, if you got motherfucking excuse, Jay, why are we wasting our time on this dumb motherfucker if he ain't ready to race?
If you can't bring Smokey.
I can't bring Smokey, sir.
Shut up, then, because, see, you...
No. You shut the fuck up. Anything you set your ugly ass in, you got the back tie.
It's the second time I done got on the show, and you going to come to Macon and talk on the microphone.
Jay, who else you got out there want to race? I'm ready. Who else out there want to race?
No, I said, just hold on a minute.
I got the back tie with Big Hurry car straight off the trailer. He got the back tie. I ain't come on the show today for no jokes and no funds. I'm ready to go to somebody else or they go to mine. I got a whole fucking extra case of Preparation H that I got left over from last month.
Well, I need to come up there and toast.
Shut up. Ain't nobody talking to you, motherfucker. You ain't racing. Shut up. I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you. Hold on, Jay. I'm trying to do some lockup show. I'll lock him in. I got a Grand National Regal with 28s on it. I'll lock you in right now.
Look, here, I got plenty of folks got race cars, but I'm knocking in my shit.
Well, listen, dog. It's supposed to be a show going on this weekend. I can't get none of the people with the pistol to damn talk about it.
I know they're scared, man. Goddamn, where they at? They scared.
I can't get none of the damn folks that to show up and
Jay,
talk
I'm,
about
it. Hey, Jay, I'm back. Jay, I got my friend that knows now.
Okay,
that's
no,
my man,
Nard.
You got the back tie with Big Hurt car straight out the trailer.
Well, that probably ain't going to happen because I'm trying to get Tony Wright, man. I want to kill that Mustang.
Tony Wright ain't going to come. He just talking shit. He ain't coming over.
We don't know that yet, dog.
I'm going to bet you $500 on that. Tony Wright ain't coming, sir. So you stop trying to do that. Tony Wright ain't coming.
So you saying today, dog, when he called bluffing, that's what he was doing? Talking about if I get anybody locked in on screen.
Man, you hear me out here talking shit like I'm talking shit. Now, as soon as if a motherfucker come on here and say, okay, dog, lock up, and the first thing I say, well, let me wait the winds and let me check and see if my nuts going to be still intact. I don't want to race then. Because when you come on here talking shit, you're supposed to be ready. You don't supposed to be backpedaling, sidepedaling, and chewing tobacco like that gravel mouth motherfucker that just got through talking to him.
God,
dog.
Who was
that, dog?
I know he ain't talking about nobody now.
You ain't nobody.
You know he can't chew no tobacco because he don't know how to spit. He's a swaller.
I told you he's nobody. You want to make jokes? Go there and spit in your damn spit cup and drink it.
Damn, smoking dead.
No.
Yeah, Jay.
No, so you saying you don't want none of that trouble?
No, I got her phone going straight before. I'm gonna ask if he would. I'll do it if he say if
Shut
he
up.
Would do it. I'll do that. I'll do that race.
Shut up.
I'll do it.
Right now, Jay. Like I told you, Nard gave a pretty good race report, a fair race report. I'm gonna say fair because he was stumbling a little bit, but he said I didn't come out the trailer. Now ask him why I didn't come out the trailer. Now.
Well, it was
raining. No, was dog scared to come out of the trailer or it was raining?
Damn, you done muted his mic, Jay? Why you mute the man, Mike?
Shit,
he right, dog. I mean, and Jay, he right. I apologize. Dog did bring the car to trailer. He just didn't make no pass with it. He did bring out the trailer.
Thank you.
He was bringing out the race us.
That's right. Thank you now. I'm okay now, Jay.
Hey, you know me. If I'm wrong, I'm going to tell it now. Yeah,
you weren't wrong. You just didn't say it. I ain't saying you was wrong.
No, it's funny, Jay. You know what made me remember? Because dog did something I rarely see a race car driver do. He backed the car in the trailer. That's what made me think about it. He didn't pull it in. He backed it in. So that's what made me think about it. So, he had the trailer. I wanted to do that race right then. But, you know what I mean? I can't go against what the whole team. I mean, I'm just one person on the team. And Smoke wanted to make another pass. I thought we should have took that race. That's just my opinion.
That's right.
Not saying
now, Jay,
I
said it, boy. I ain't trying to throw no salt on nothing, but we had a bunch of motherfuckers down there. That could have been a hell of an event. Even though we didn't have no spectators, we had a nice bunch of goddamn cars down there to do some racing, boy.
I'll be honest with you. I ain't trying to be, bring up old wounds or nothing, but I'm just being real. They had at least 7 to 8 good grudge races. That's damn good for a grudge event.
Yeah, that's damn good. You don't get that often. You're right.
Jay, I just thought about something. No, I just lied again. You just lied then, no. That was a bonus. That was bonus coverage. That wasn't even the regular race. All them damn grudge races was bonuses.
You got a point. But I did mention about how it was some hell elections. I'll be honest with you. It was the creme of the creme class races there. The best small tire guys were there. I forgot the Fulton boys were there too. That pretty red Mustang, and
Cooper Farmers was there with their purple car. They was there.
Yeah, you're right. So I can remember all those people, dog.
It was a hell of a goddamn bunch that Jay. It was gonna be some shit. Like I said, Kevin Fisher was there. That boy Troy Perez was there. White boys and everything, man. Good shit there, man.
DJ Grant gone.
And that Perez, man. Perez was on kill.
Who was that Perez supposed to race?
What it was now, this is what I'm going to give you the whole story so you can't, I don't know, this is the whole story, Jay. The white boys did want to lock Perez up straight out the trailer. Okay, Perez is evidently new to the game or didn't want to do this here, so he didn't lock up no money. So he went out there and made his first pass, and he went out of track good, but he every time he hit that some bitch, he stood it on the bump about 5 times in one run, Jay. So he came back and made another run. That motherfucker went out on Broadway, goddamn it, like a white fucking street. All right? Then when that happened, him and his boys, Big Country, and Little Country and all of them, they was ready to go. They ran over there to the white boys and said, lock up, lock up, lock up. But Fear of them said, no, they got to test their car. They had to make a shakedown. Now, I got to admit, now, Fear of them made 3 shakedowns within 30 minutes. I ain't never seen a motherfucker with a big block make that many shakedowns that quick. But he said the car wasn't running right, and I did see him over there fucking with some shit that was messed up on it. And they said they wasn't going to run because their car wasn't right. And that's why they didn't run.
Who did you like, dog? You like Perez or you like the white boy?
The one out?
I said, who do you like, the Perez or the white boy?
Okay, if they had a ran Saturday, I like Perez. But if goddamn it, Phil get his shit together, it's whoever beat off that goddamn tree.
And hold on. So you think all those races are dead now, or do you think? I mean, hell, all those races dead. I mean,
I don't know if they're dead because you know, Perez said he ready to travel now because he done got his dandruff up, and you know the white boys will be around. Oh, I forgot. Triple X was down there chopping. Triple X and them, they was down there too.
Damn, somebody came out of Alabama.
Yep, he was down there too.
Well, I bet you Turbo Tim wasn't there.
No, but they, Carkey them had their turbo car there. Maurice and Carkey, they had their turbo car there.
I'm talking about Turbo Tim. Well, Turbo
Tim. I know
about
Turbo Tim. No, he didn't show up. But Naked didn't either. Neither did DJ Grant. They said somebody seen DJ Grant riding down the road on a deer. So I read Buck Naked and trained them damn deers to ride people now.
Hey, Matt. I know we don't both talk about nobody until they get oil pressure.
You can tell. I talk about anybody you want. Hey, I'm already in the shit out, Jay. So if you want to start some shit, just ask me some questions to start some shit. I'm ready. I love starting shit.
No, I got to know now. You know, Big Clark and Nard, the Miami Mississippi Nightmare. I mean, you know, I've been hearing all this damn talk, all this damn hoopla. Dog, give me the straight talk. Are they going to win anything in 2013?
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you now. I'm going to be honest with you because Nard, you know, Nard been drinking it. I think Big Claw's been smoking that shit. Now, they said they was going to be ready for the 19th, but I heard they wasn't going to be ready. So somebody challenged them for the 25th. So I don't know when they're going to be ready. Who you said they're supposed to run, though? I'll tell you who's going to win that race. Who you said they're supposed to run first?
I don't know. I don't know. I just want to know if they're going to win anything in 2013.
Well, I know one thing. Goddamn it. They'll win the talking contest. They'll win the talking contest in the bad ass because Big Clark, goddamn it, he talked like he going to goddamn it stir the world and goddamn can't nobody out talk Nard. So right now, they're going to win them two. Now, were they going to win a race or not? I don't know.
All right, now, you know, they claim, you know, they're the back end. And if something else happened, 901 Bad Boy Week, 901 Bad Boy, all the way up until about 45 days. 901 Bad Boy Week, all of a sudden just gonna damn stop talking. He ain't, I mean, he every time somebody.
I got something I can't say with my boy, but I got some bad news for him. Before you sit out that damn task force to fuck up the 901 Bad Boy, somebody already done goddamn put another contract on him. So he really got one contract that he know about that you put out, and he got another that he don't know about. So Whit better lay low, cause he got motherfucking snipers at his motherfucking ass.
Boy, he got, cause I know on the 29th of June, I'm sending a damn hit squad in his ass. I'm goddamn, we're going to damn take over Memphis, Tennessee.
You might be too late. Somebody might be done already got him for then.
Hey, all I'm going to say is they need to take a picture of him before they take him out, because he might have a damn, you know, dummy to take his place. So just
Hold up a minute. I thought I heard Top Flight Security on it just a while ago. Cause I just got a new, you know, I'm starting a new organization called the Fellowships, right? I'm starting a new organization called the Fellowships, and I'm have Larry gonna be my damn he gonna be my spokesman. I'm gonna let him make a commercial.
Top Flight,
you on Top Flight? I'm right here with you.
Be quiet. Let Top Flight do his introduction, because I got a father here. Let Top Flight do his introduction.
Jay Bonds, I was just calling in to fellowship with the rest of these Bear King members.
Man, that got... What's up, Governor Larry? How you doing, man?
All right, how y'all feeling, man? How's everybody?
Yeah.
And dog, I got to give it to him, J-Boss. You know I got to give it to him.
Hey, man, I ain't got no problem with it. But see, Jay and them got smart. Everybody was, at first, was talking shit about it. But shit, just make a joke about it. It's even funnier now, goddamn
it. Hey, Jay. Huh? Who looking for me?
Goddamn, that's
oh,
that
shit.
One bad boy.
Who
that
for me?
Bad boy. I got
I ain't ducking nobody. Who want me?
Well, I got a call from a guy out of there. I don't know where he's out of, but they said they coming for your ass on the 19th and the 25th.
Yeah, hey, Whit, I got a secret contract out on you. I can't tell you about it, but you got a secret contract. You got everybody looking for your ass, Whit.
Boy.
The longer they wait, the worse it be.
Well, all I know is, Whit, all I know, don't be hiding in no damn bunker. On the 29th, I'm seeing the goddamn General Nard is coming in. And goddamn, he bringing some damn majors and lieutenants in, and we're gonna bring your ass out of Memphis. We're gonna goddamn, good ain't gonna invade your goddamn headquarters on June the 29th.
Tell Nard he need to be in charge when he come over here, cause it sounds like to me when he got them other guys with him, they want to make 2-3 shake. Nah, be in charge when you come over here, man, so we can go and get it on.
Now, we're telling the truth now, because they could have ran me down there on Saturday, but they keep making shakedowns. I was waiting on them. They made a good shakedown and started jumping up and down like they done won the lottery and shit. Thought I was scared. I locked them bitches in and said, let's go.
Yeah, now I just be in charge when they come around here, cause I need to get on the air.
General Nod, do you see any problem with the mission of going in there and taking bringing weak ass out? Take pictures of them first, though. General Nod. Goddamn, you don't scare General Nod.
Yeah. Is anybody on the phone tonight that want to reach down there to Sandy down in Macon? Anybody? I need to get some of this gas off my motherfucking chest.
Anybody want to reach me in Montgomery? Shit, I got King Kong ready. Don't ask me about none of the other cars. I'm going to run King Kong against somebody.
Well, get DJ Grant on the phone. Let's get that pretty motherfucker on the phone.
We got
I run him. He got to run King Kong, though.
God damn, Witch, you got them bringing out the artillery, ain't you, brother?
Yeah, I'm bringing some shit.
That's what he need to do.
You know?
That's what he need to do, man. Cause them boy coming at his ass, man.
I'm bringing them onions, but I'm willing to lock King Kong in.
Yeah, man.
With all you gotta do is be on my show tomorrow night, you gonna get your wish.
Goddamn, DJ, we can do the 2-day event. Shit, gone. Why you gotta wait till tomorrow?
Yeah, you ready? Hold on. My car ain't ready, but
I forgot to tell y'all now. I forgot to tell y'all since goddamn it, I didn't put a goddamn declaration off on Grudge Inc. Any bitch that's in Grudge Inc. got a $300 bounty on his head. Every time I knock one of them motherfuckers off, I want my money.
Dog put his own damn bounty. He put a bounty on him. Kill him and then goddamn
collect
the bounty.
Dog,
you ain't going to
talk, bro. Okay, look, what we going to get when we knock your ass in the dirt?
Hey, it's your birthday, motherfucker. I'm coming to your party.
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm saying. Okay. Line them
grudging
killers or whoever they supposed to be.
Line them grudging killers up. I bet you right now, between me and Witt and Tony Bynes, we're going to stick our dick in the tailpipe of every one of them bitches.
Okay. I promise you
won't
get what you want for now.
I promise you, motherfucker. Now, bitch, you're going to get off from Alabama
and
win the race. I promise you that. Hey, I promise you ain't now, girl, you caught any bitch from Alabama going to win a race.
Hey, dog, I think we're going to have Phil. We're going to bring Phil in on with us on this one, too.
Goddamn right.
Bring him in.
I got a pair of extra large. I got a pair of extra large polka dot drawers. When we get through fucking y'all up, Jay Barnes got to put them on and walk around the track for 30 minutes.
J-Ball, you can take that bet. Now, just go ahead and make your stipulation, J-Ball, because you ain't going to be wearing no polka dot dog. Just dog to make your prediction what you want dog to put on.
Hey, but I
and
forgot to say something. J-Ball asked me a question just a while ago. I didn't want to tell it, but Big Clog and Nod, Blue Magic said he going to fuck them soon they get any kind of, they better even get no kind of oil pressure. They better not even pop the slicks up, he said. He said they better not even mount no motherfucking slick thing on that motherfucker.
I already talked to my boys with them backhand calls. I got several guys with backhand calls, and they already told me when they bring the nightmare out, I'm going to get them fucked up anywhere they go.
Hey, wait, you done fucked up now. They don't even want Blue Magic already said you're going to fall in front of these motherfucking dope.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. Y'all keep saying that about the nightmare.
Got a
10-5
car ready, man.
Hold on. Who car?
A 10-5 car, something like that.
Oh, a 10-5. Whoa. I thought somebody. I thought a motherfucker said T5. If T5 come down and make him, goddamn it, Saturday, he got their back motherfucking tie. Now, y'all get them bitches on the phone. What happened to all them Grudge Inc. killers? I'm ready to kill me a motherfucker from Grudge Inc. T5
Ooh.
Got the back motherfucking tie. Make them sad.
Hey,
I'm going to
call T5
then.
I told y'all,
you know,
All I want is all the damn videographers in the goddamn Grudge game to be there on the 19th. Cause y'all gonna recant all these goddamn words.
Hold on a minute, y'all gonna give special pass for BET?
Hey, Cold Killer ready?
If that's another thing, Jay. If if his car ready, he got the fucking back tie in Macon Sand.
All right, come on now. Come on, man.
Motherfucking ass. Don't talk me to motherfucking death, bitch. I got a
don't
fucking
do
car
that,
race
man.
Ready. I don't talk. I ain't scared of now, motherfucker, that goddamn it just said what he's going to do. Cold Killer got the back motherfucking tie in Macon Sand, goddamn it. Now get him on the fucking phone.
What about Montgomery?
If I whoop his ass and goddamn it, in Macon, he'll be a fucking fool to go to Montgomery to take another ass whooping.
You ain't gonna whoop him. You not gonna whoop him, man.
Come on, man. Get him on the fucking phone. Let's lock some in. Fuck that talking.
Get Cold Killer on the phone.
Case the Boogaloo
on me there.
Yeah, if Tony Bang, the one Tony Bang got.
Well, I had to fuck him up then. It don't matter. I don't give a fuck about no boo.
Hey, dog.
I know something's going to be that you don't give a fuck about.
Hey, dog.
What?
Yeah, hold on. Y'all, DJ Grant, shut the fuck up because you ain't talking about that. You trying to
ring. Hey, dog.
Yeah.
We probably talking about CC. I don't give a fuck about no CC.
Man, fuck. Who they call me? Talk to a motherfucker that'll ring.
Who that on the phone with you with? I hear somebody else back there.
We picked him up at the airport and fucked him right up. Let him tie his shoes up.
Hey, 902, why y'all talking to DJ Grant? He ain't trying to raise right now. We trying to lock a raise in.
P5
or Cold Killer got the back tie. You can either do it in Macon or you can do it in Montgomery. It don't make me no motherfucking difference. As long as I got all pressure, I'm going to fuck any bitch up in Grudge Inc.
Oh, hot spring, dog. Listen, wait. Remember you said, you willing to lock somebody in and they're going to run you at my show and then come and run you again in Holly Springs. I'm giving you a double special tomorrow. I'm going to lock you in tomorrow on a double special. They're going to run you in the, on the 19th of my and then turn right back and run you at your work.
You talking about?
Don't worry about it. You'll see tomorrow.
It don't make no difference. All the shows are the same, motherfucker. We all know what's going on this week.
It's
the only thing we talk
car.
About this week is Montgomery and Macon. The only two tracks we talking about, Eminem, Montgomery and Macon. We don't give a fuck what show they lock them up on. Motherfucker, they ain't gonna make your show no more popular.
I'm just
kidding. You can't lock up tonight when you're wasting goddamn airtime. Get the fuck on your show tomorrow.
Oh, man. I already said that's the first thing I said, man.
I don't give a damn. Tell them lock it in.
Where's Cold Killer at in T5? Why they can't get them off? J phone done went wrong again. His phone messed up again. Let me do it like Jay do it. Later, hey, can you get T5 and Cold Killer on the phone? Hold up. I ain't through. Bread man, one time in your mouth.
How about him and not show up? How about him and not show up?
It's a tough titty, but I'm still sucking.
Turbo Tears gonna be there.
Man, without the car, the man might be there with two cars or three cars. Hold on, Whit, is Whit still on the phone? I don't want no motherfucker. Hold on, is Whit still on the phone? Now you need to correct J Bond. I'm up here begging for T5 or goddamn Cold Killer. All of a sudden he can't get nobody on the phone.
Hell no, nah. You know the motherfuckers in the bush.
DJ Grant, write this down. Tomorrow I'll be looking for goddamn it, John Woods or Hood Rat. So you had him on your show tomorrow, then, motherfucker.
Hold on. It's a Louisiana guy that called me today about.
Doobie got the back tie, and anything Boomer said in, he got one and one. I know that I forgot about. See, I'm gonna get all you motherfuckers some specials. That way, when I fuck you up, you won't come back talking that shit about I wanna try them again. I'm gonna make sure you don't wanna try me no fucking more.
It's gonna be some slow singing on the 19th. All I can say, it's gonna be some singing, some slow singing.
I heard Boomer ass on that talking shit. with his studying ass. And then I heard Doobie with his goddamn Doobie Wheel Travel. Doobie, I owe Doobie a raise, so I'm gonna do him in Montgomery.
Hey, I got dog, I got somebody say that they'll take that damn 1-1. I mean,
I bet you ain't got Cold Killer T5 on there. I bet you ain't got that one of them motherfuckers. But who you got on the phone? Who you got on the phone, Jay?
They beat it right now. They beat it right
on the phone.
Listen, man, Jay, call Coochie and T5. Get them on the line, man. Come on.
Okay, but what?
Right, get them on the line.
Call somebody that's gonna raise, man. Fuck that. Who you got, Jay? Want that 1-1? I didn't tell them. I didn't really get everybody 1-1. Who you got, Jay? They might be.
No.
And that sounds like that old fucker bear show, damn buck nigga, them having a fucking big log.
Oh, no.
It's fucking static and shit, man. Goddamn, that really fucking, must be a grudge, ain't you?
No, he said he'd like to take that 1-1 from that goddamn car you got.
Bill said he don't drive no more.
No, Bill don't drive nothing.
I'm not saying goddamn it, run that turbo car, sir.
It's not a turbo.
I pro charge the same motherfucking different bitch. Now, what else you got? You know what? Fuck that. You know what? I tell you what I do. Tell Biz, let me start the race with the goddamn with the car. I try. And I run horsepower. I run muscle. Tell him let me start the race.
Do that, Biz.
Well, goddamn it, how come you can push somebody else nuts and you can't? I take the same motherfucking thing from you, bitch.
If Vince let me drive,
I take the same thing from you.
And I
you ain't got to set up a lock up.
You listen.
All you got to do is lock up the deposit.
Fuck that. You got it. All right,
lock up 500 on 15 or better. Lock up 500 on 15 or better in Montgomery.
Locked. My car ain't even fucking red eye locked. That ain't locked.
All right, that's locked now, Jay. Write this down, Jay.
What's the reason?
Ray, he said he's going to let me leave with his car, 500 on 1500 in Montgomery.
Horsepower in the Trey 1 car.
I didn't say no fucking horsepower. You did that. I didn't say that.
Oh, you a goddamn.
I did not say that. I said it to Biz, motherfucker. Know what the hell you listen to, Biz.
No, you did. You
I said that to Biz.
Same goddamn race.
I didn't say no same race to you.
You give me the same race in my car. That's what you just said.
Okay, play it back. If I say that, I'll give you $1,500.
I hear very well.
Yeah,
that's exactly what
you want to hear.
Everybody. Oh, yeah, whatever, man. Come on now. We're going to keep it straight.
I didn't say that to you. I said to Biz. I'll run Biz out in Macon. I said, you in Montgomery, I'll take the damn.
Listen,
you say
on.
You let me
I
leave,
said,
I'll take
Biz,
it.
I told you, if Biz let me drive his car, you still got it.
Why would Biz let you drive his goddamn car? You can't even drive your own, motherfucker.
He don't drive.
You don't either.
Well, listen, well, why you lock it in then?
They got them dogs, all this is words right now.
I'm on the phone, I ain't got time to talk to you, bitch.
Yeah, I'll wait till I get that in.
Hey, somebody get Hood Red on the phone. He tried to call me, trying to run me with his promo hard car, man.
Huh?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't want to run no motherfucker but grudge and kill him. You need to sign up because I ain't running nobody like that grudge and kill him. Jay, sign him up.
Let me tell you something. I mean, Hang on. That's a good point.
You sound
like you're bagging up, man. You sound like you're bagging up. Even you're coming around.
Yeah, I want him to be a grudge. I want him to be a grudge.
Let me tell you something. Okay. I got two people that's a grudging killer that's going for your ass, and I got another man that I'm sure if he needs to sign up to be a grudging killer, he will to get on your ass. But you ain't gonna want them problems though.
Who's the dude you talking about? Wilderson ain't got no names. You doing like Bobby Childs going out
listen,
trying to recruit motherfuckers.
Listen, man.
I don't talk about nobody.
No. I've been talking about this car for the longest.
Who are you talking about, DJ? Well, who are you talking about?
Listen, the man tried to bet me today. He'll bet me $300. You won't even fucking race him when you see him.
I'm gonna take that.
I said, Whit gonna race you now. He gonna race you.
Hey, Whit, at 902, tell DJ Grant to stop talking in circles. Who in the fuck he talking about?
Tomorrow. They wanna talk to Whit directly tomorrow.
What you talking about tomorrow? You shouldn't even brought that shit up tonight then. You wasting our time over there.
Y'all were talking. He gonna get your wish.
We didn't know nothing about this shit until goddamn you brought it up.
You want your race for the 19th and your race for the 25th at your race.
Is it a grudge car?
Never ever been in no class. It's a grudge car.
What 29s on it?
29s or 315s on him, whichever one he got, that's what he gonna be on.
What nitrous turbo?
Nitrous.
No Willy ball.
No Willy ball. And
I don't want any motherfucker in the world.
Okay. Let your bet reflect it when he talk to you tomorrow.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Let your bet reflect it.
We ready. He might not want to race me.
Listen, man, the man wants you like a hog won't flock. Don't rush it. You gonna get what you asked for. You gonna run you. He'll double lock you in your ass tomorrow and at your race. You can try to get back after he blow your asshole out on the 19th. You can try him back again in your home at your home track.
Dude, the turbo.
It ain't no turbo. I promise you it's not a turbo. It's a nitrous car. It's a stock suspension.
Hey, you know what? You sound like a motherfucking girl. Hey,
Listen, man. And you're going to get your little motherfucking ass blown out, too, on that motorcycle. You be prepared for that motorcycle to go get you. That's what you need to be worried about. You need to be worried about the two wheels that are going to blow up in your ass. That's what you need to worry about.
Any kind of judgment about your own car, you'd run the pedal spray out the goddamn trailer, crazy ass nigga.
Listen, man. I'm gonna do the present in Montgomery on the 19th too.
We didn't break the present. We bring something else for your ass. Nah.
Yeah. Oh, now you gotta bring something else.
What you gotta bring something else for? We got some secret shit too.
Oh man, goddamn. We talking about the car that I'm talking about. When you hear it, you're going to know who it is. You probably going to say, oh, shit. You probably going to say you don't care nothing about it, but I beg to differ.
What is it?
Listen, man, they told me not to say it. It's a nitrous car, old stock suspension on 29 or 315. Grudge car, never been a class car.
Mustang,
just like you, Mustang.
What kind of car are you?
God damn, what I just said, man, you wait till the phone. Let them tell that. They said they want to address.
You ain't never been about the phone, wasting up time tonight then.
That's the first thing I said when I got. So I said, I'm going to tell y'all tomorrow. That's what I said. I ain't said, y'all keep talking. Y'all know what I said? I told you that off the start. I told you that.
Well, set the turnout to tomorrow. I mean, you playing crazy.
Listen, man, I was trying to shut up. Y'all bitch ass keep saying, who is it? Who is it? Who is it? God damn it, wait till tomorrow, you'll see.
Man, we can't
let your bet reflect. Let your bet reflect. Let your bet reflect that like you how you ain't here. That's all I'm saying.
Watch your mouth too, dog.
Okay.
Okay.
Let your bet reflect.
Hey.
Why don't we
say fuck that car and lock your car in then?
Hey, DJ Grant talking about K-9, man. Fuck them. Lock them bitches in.
Man, I don't give a fuck about no K-9.
That's what we're talking about.
Good. I'm
glad. I don't give a fuck about no K-9.
Now, we need K-9 become Grill G.
Good. Hold on a second. Hold on.
Hold on. I don't give a fuck about no K-9.
Okay, hold on.
Lock K-9 motherfucking ass in. Hold on.
I told you, I'm just like Jay Barnes. I'm gonna get him
on the phone right now. Did you want him? We gonna see how bad you want him.
Hey, I told you, y'all can't have nothing to me. I found out every goddamn thing. I got Jay. I stole Jay's teleprompter. He came on Jay's teleprompter.
Hold on.
That damn teleprompter to tell you something, dog. That damn
teleprompter, motherfucker, Jay.
Y'all think y'all just know who the fuck y'all talking about?
I can tell y'all this. Now, Wick was a little reserved before y'all told him who it was. The minute y'all said who it was, that motherfucker just got hard. Good God.
Hold up, Jay. K-9 ain't no backyard motherfucker. I ain't scared of no motherfucker.
No, I ain't put no, just low.
Hey, tell DJ Grant, he can't keep no secrets in racing. We know every goddamn thing around here.
So do. I hope people
hey,
don't give a fuck about K-9. Fuck K-9.
I want everybody to pay attention. I want you to go on, dog, make sure you go on YouTube tomorrow.
I watched that video. I've been watching that shit. I just don't let you know it, motherfucker.
There's a newest. Now wait, dog. You got to see the one that's coming up tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm holding up a product that Wick just ordered. That Wick just ordered for K-9.
I said K-9. Them call on the TV video, real pretty, and this and that race crap and all that. I shit sits right here on the rack. I get on there. We well on this motherfucker myself. Fuck K-9, I wet his asshole up, he getting away.
You too. God damn. I got,
I'm like Wick, Jay, now. Y'all couldn't find T5 and Cole Killer phone to start working out the 9 o'clock?
They family time. This family time.
Jay got them until the last minute, boy.
It's family time, dog. You can't disturb the man family, man.
K-9 way too much longer. He ass gonna be in trouble for real.
So you just bluffing now, Wick?
No, I'm running with what I got now. I'm running whatever the fuck I got, but I got something coming out. I wouldn't give a fuck what K-9 had. I'm telling you, make me talk like Bud Nick. I piss on that motherfucker.
Hey, 10 minutes here. Why every time your show start going good around about 10:15, the bitch cut off?
Let me just K-9 on the phone. They can get a driver spike. It don't matter to me. Who hell one of them
motherfuckers. DJ Grant.
Hey, this 902. I want to ask you a question. You hear me?
No, he gone because he thought we couldn't find out who he was talking about. All I did is got them to send out a text and find out exactly who he was fucking talking about.
Yeah, he's trying to get K-9 on the phone. K-9 on you.
Hello.
They got me.
Say that. This is what we ordered for you.
I ain't ordered shit.
We told you we didn't give a damn about it.
Hey, I'm trying to get my damn my shipment order right, man.
Yeah, I told you gotta hire another secretary for that shit.
But no,
yeah, man,
I got my damn video so they can see the product now live.
Hey, Jay, let me ask you something. Hey, Jay, and Grudge Inc., since everybody in Grudge Inc., do y'all have a hospital care plan?
Yeah, but we don't pay for damn rectal surgery.
Okay, well, I just finna say, cause Big Clog and Nog are gonna have one when Blue Magic gets through going up in their hands.
We don't pay for that damn rectal surgery. They gotta pay for that shit on their own, though.
Well, Big Clog and Nog gonna be your first two patients, bitch.
Yeah, I know somebody
well,
wanna personally get my ass whooping.
You didn't ever let me know what are they gonna win anything in 2013, though.
Jay, if
hey,
I told you they're going to be having that surgery, that means they got their ass whooped. So what you think that means? After they get that first ass whooped, they're probably going to retire for the rest of the year.
Well, it's so
now,
quiet.
Use the mics again.
Listen, for some reason, we got a show coming up this weekend, and ain't nobody saying nothing. They scared to talk.
I'm talking. I'm ready. I'm talking.
I'm talking about the damn girls and killers. Where they at?
Hold up, Jay. You the goddamn juror now. You need to find out what the fuck happened with your damn homie.
Get them Grudge Inc. killers on the phone, cause I don't want to hear that.
Oh, that damn homie. That invasion force. That motherfucker said. The invasion
they
force.
They said Grudge killers going to be there. They said Mississippi Joe going to be there. They said, who else the motherfuckers going to have them?
I think they said something about Casper the Friendly Ghost might even be there, too.
Yeah,
in other words, all
the
imaginary motherfucking killers.
I don't know, man. Them motherfuckers, man, look, I know I already talked to Tony. Tony, shit, man, that man got that gangster boot too right, man. That bitch right. God damn.
Hey, Will. Hey, Jay
Carr.
Uh-oh,
there
he is. Hey,
dog,
I'm out of this motherfucking...
Dog, we're going to Bay, Alabama again, dog.
Hey, hold on. Hey, Willie Dow.
You.
You and Will, first of all, I don't give a fuck about no motherfucking Lil Magic. He no motherfucking group. I don't give a fuck about no motherfucking Lil Magic.
You want a private room or you want to be in the same room with Nod?
Hey, me and Nod ain't worried about no motherfucking coming at us. Send them all, strike the dick. That's what you do for us. And we gonna tell you in advance, and we appreciate you. Hey, as far as you went, you gonna get your back blown out this weekend.
Clark, we gonna have a personal $100 bet on the side. Ain't nobody in Grudge Inc. gonna fuck around and run with.
Hey, man, listen. Went dug your motherfucker in Grudge Inc. He know it.
I ain't ducking no more.
Hey, Clark, the only somebody that might run with in Grudge Inc. could be Turbo Tim. And long as you let him piss two times, you ain't got to worry about him. He's going to pay the punk.
Listen, man. Man, say they going to holler at you, man.
After that, DJ Grant, we didn't bust your bubble. You can't even get the motherfuckers on the phone.
Yeah, you ain't bust. Listen, dog. Look, I already told y'all the first thing I said when I got on this phone.
We talking about
K-9.
We ain't about to kill no motherfucking K-9.
Fuck K-9. DJ Grant, K-9. Listen, man.
We're going to come down there and beat the fuck out y'all, man. We're going to beat y'all motherfucking ass in the ground.
Hold on, man. I'm just saying, man. Listen, man. Listen. It's all good, man.
I'm gonna call. No, Jay, you gotta stay in Grudge Inc. Jay, we don't want you over here in Cadillac. Come on, Jay's trying to come over here in Cadillac, man.
Big Clog, y'all go get all y'all want.
Big Clog, man, get out of
there. Big Clog, get out of there, Clog.
Hey, Big Clog, yeah.
I had a lot of background, though. I had to put my phone on mute. Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
It's just me asking this question. I could be wrong, so somebody can please straighten me. We don't have oil pressure yet, right? So I've been doing a lot of talking. We ain't got oil pressure tonight yet.
But if I do recall, the Blue Magic got oil pressure, right?
Blue Magic, if you got oil pressure, let me know. But a nod, I just remember one time.
Listen, the reason I'm asking do Blue Magic got oil pressure, because if you got oil pressure, why the fuck you ain't grudge racing? You just go get a free fucking shootout and gamble off another bitch money? If you're a real grudge racer. All right,
Blue Magic, you heard what Nard just said. Send me the answer so I can tell him. Send me the answer, Blue Magic. I'll let you know in a few minutes as soon as I get the tech then, brother. I gotta get that teleprompter working again.
If I had oil pressure, damn a shootout. I ain't never been in one. And I ain't got nothing against them, but I'm a grudge racer. One shot, one kill.
Who's this?
That's not. That's Big Clock.
Oh, that's the man that told you to let him in.
Well, they heard the question, but I reckon all they want is they got you in the sight. They told me just to fuck with all that shit you talking. It's locked in with your clock.
Guess what?
Magic, if he ain't got no hard pressure, he can't lock in yet. So that ain't no good answer, Blue Magic. Goddamn, everybody gone? Everybody mic? Sit up. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Well, they said they're ready to rate, but, hey, Blue Magic, if you can hear me, what I'm trying to tell you is, if they ain't got all pressure, he can't lock in now. You got to give me another answer. We just got to wait for you to get all pressure before you tell him to lock in.
That's why the island got them locked in. Because he know they don't have fucking all pressure. When we get all pressure, he ain't going to be able to even dial the motherfucking phone number.
Oh, shit. Who that got? Hey, y'all take off all them headphones and speakerphone, man. We got a bunch of echo and noise, man. Y'all know y'all big head motherfuckers can't have them old cheap-ass speakerphones and earphones and shit trying to look cool and shit like you in the club or something like you a baller. Take them bitches off and get on the regular phone.
Yeah, I'm going to try this.
They already hear this shit.
What Big Clark said, he was at a ballet or something? Big Clark, you said you had a ballet dance? Goddamn, Jay done muted everybody motherfucking mic.
Well, you got him,
because it didn't stop echoing now.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do, stop the damn echo. And I'm trying to get damn Lady A, you know, she knows, she get every damn body going.
I saw what you said. Don't do that. Just wait a minute.
Y'all gonna piss Lady A off tonight. I can tell y'all done ran her last nerve up.
I'm just damn, I had to damn take her and put her in the damn private room, and then she, I don't know. Dog, let me hold the damn mic. Now that one bad boy, his mic is open based on my damn computer. And I tried to get Wayne with, Wayne's trash, dog.
Wayne driving his own car now, Jay?
Yeah, and he said he'll take the 1-1 from your ass.
Oh, hell no. I don't want that trouble. I don't want that trouble. I mean, he can't be no worse than Jimbo, because Jimbo ain't impressed me. I don't know what the fuck they kept on talking about. Jimbo was the best driver in the world. He ain't impressed me with a fuck.
Well, I'm trying to get Wayne on now. He sent me a text, and I could have had him on if they would have damn paid attention, but that, you know, that's another
story. Well, now, Blue Badger just sent me a text to tell Nard and Big Clark to shut the fuck up until they get all pressure. You get tired of them always talking about what they're going to do. He said, until they get all pressure, tell them to shut the fuck up. That was Blue Badger said now.
Boy, it's some grown-ass talking going on.
So when everybody got all pressure, you going to see what's going to happen, Jay?
Yeah, you know. All of that, but no. If I can get this damn thing up, I got some new products, dog, that came out. I'm hoping the video will be up tomorrow, dog, because I don't even want to tell you what it is. You need to see it, dog.
Goddamn, Jay, you got to get rich in it.
Yes, sir. But I got to listen, dog. While I'm talking to you, not important, dog. I got a whole goddamn array of shit back in behind me. Hey. So, let me read what this mother tell you, dog. Why they trying to get that shit? It says, let me tell you what. Then hold on, let me get it right. I'm trying to find the instructions. Okay, listen to this, dog. I just want you to pay attention to this shit now.
It has comfortable, lubricated tip with easy tip for easy insertion. Listen to that, dog. That's good shit. But it got a protective shield to prevent contamination. Boy, this mother right, dog.
What about a cooling effect for your booty when it's burning, Jay?
Yeah, yeah, it says here, squeeze softly.
That boy's stupid, man. Oh, shit. Boy, you stupid, man. Goddamn. Shit. They got a goddamn new product out, boy. Jay, where you at? Your phone undropped again.
Hold on, let me see. I don't know what the hell. This damn screen has shifted to the damn left. Now, I can't even read some shit. I can't even read this shit, man. This motherfucker,
Hey, I just got a text from Candyland. They said, can they get a free sample there to make sure it's working?
Oh, boy, let me tell you this. Hold on, let me read some more of this shit on it, dog. They got some good shit on here. It says, hold on, let me tell you how to do it. It says, while steady applying gently pressure, insert the tip pointing upward. Squeeze the bottle until recommended dose is expelled. All right. No, we got a new product. This shit is right. You need to see this shit.
Well, now, you need to give a tank man in a little car or whatever and have that thing where you just squeeze it and it automatically put the right amount in there.
Yeah. That's pre-mixed, dog. We charge a little bit.
Yeah. What you call it? Pre-mixed?
Hey, can you open up tank man's mic? I can't see the damn all the damn numbers move to the left.
Hi, man, your mic is open.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
J-Bomb, let me tell
yes,
you
sir.
One motherfucking thing, man. I had this one button match for the last goddamn hour and 15 minutes.
Oh, but Type Man, I'm glad you said that, then. That mean he must know when I had mine, man, maybe they ain't prejudiced then, so I feel better then.
Hey, bare minimum hour 15, I really want to say about 1:30.
Yeah. Well, I feel better now, because the night I broke my goddamn one button off, motherfucker, they told me they didn't see mine and shit, and didn't know mama goddamn mic. So I feel better now, Type Man, since they fuck you.
Jay's so busy trying to advertise that shit. Dog, stop motherfucking being a motherfucking messenger for a motherfucker. Tell them to get on and talk for the goddamn self. It's going to be a
they can't get on. The show is full, Type.
Tell them to call my number. I motherfucking put them on.
Oh, you. They say you part of them, and they ain't want to go through you.
Oh, I know it. Guess what the catch is? I ain't going to say that. Because they ain't said shit to me. That's what you said, motherfucker.
Well, no, I got it on my... This is one thing about it. I got it on my screen. I was just saying what they said. Because I ain't know nothing about no motherfucking Blue Magic.
What did that teleprompter say?
Teleprompter said, told Big Clark and Nard to shut the fuck up until they get some oil pressure. I got it on my teleprompter right here.
Since we got them tight man on, what did you say about them cold? What did you say about cold?
Now you're lying. I didn't say nothing about Cold Killer. I just said if he come to down to Macon, he got the motherfucking back tie.
Deposit.
$500 on 15 or better.
Lock.
It's locked. Locked. AJ, write this down. That's $500 on 15 or better. Trade one car against Cold Killers or Regal, whatever he got. Locked in, straight off the trailer.
Oh, no. I ain't say nothing about no straight off the trailer, motherfucker.
Anytime I get a spot, it's straight off the trailer type.
Did I ask you for one?
Okay, well, then let's back up. Let's lock in 500 on 15 or better. He get two test passes.
Damn.
I'm going to come straight off the trailer, motherfucker, because I ain't got but that damn 2 gallons of gas.
Okay, no problem. You come straight out the trailer and what? I got to call a bitch trying to tell me. I ain't want to hear what they're trying to tell me. Say that again.
Okay, Cold Killer. I'm going to lock Cold Killer up. 500 on 15 or better. Y'all got two test passes.
We can test all we motherfucking won't. Name a time. You can't tell nobody about no test passes.
Okay. Lock in 500 on 15 or better. Run at 10 o'clock a.m. You can test all the fuck you want to 10 o'clock.
You said 10 o'clock a.m.
10 o'clock a.m. What time is track open, Jay?
Hell, 9:30.
All right, 10 o'clock a.m. You can make as many test pass you want, as long as you get in there before.
Jay Bond, don't be so simple, yeah?
I told y'all can't beat me, boy. Y'all can't beat me. I got to get my damn partner, though. He got Smokey on lockdown. I got to find my partner on with Smokey. I can't bring Smokey. Smokey been in there eating grass.
He may turn into a prize winning goddamn Camaro then. My stepdad is a prize winning motherfucker. You all right?
Well, look here. What else y'all got? Hey, did y'all hurt Mario Kart bad? Is it or what?
We'll know later on if he ain't find out already.
Well, hey, Tyke, tell us about the race. You was there. Tell us about the race. We just heard he lost, but tell us about the race.
One of the best ones I done seen. And it was like Tony Wright and goddamn Mr. Five Speed in Florida, but just slower cars.
Yeah.
Betting on the tree and everything. That was a damn good race. I got my asshole blowed out on one side and turned around and bit and warned that Mario was gonna tree the boy.
Somebody said he beat Mario in the tree. That's how the race was won.
Get what, dog? They told him both. Let me tell you something, dog. A motherfucker that be sitting out Texas, not being funny, they swear they've been riding drag racing forever.
And don't know a goddamn thing.
Dog, a lot of people don't know. You can move first, but if the other car out 60 foot,
it looked like he killed you on the tree.
It didn't. Went to them goddamn tickets. Give me my money.
Okay, I got you.
Not being racist, I told them white boys can't jump, so they damn sure can't foot break faster than us.
Boy, you stupid, boy.
I know it. But anybody that's coming down to making I don't know yet. If they got a goddamn golf car, put up a deposit on that, $200 on $5.
I heard about that golf car that you turning your finger look like you had a trans brake, motherfucker.
You
like
seen
you got a
trans
brake on a golf car, bitch.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, type, man. I'm going to lock you in $300 golf car to golf car.
Deep lock. Jay, write that down.
I got a little more over there with that damn golf car. He got that nitrous on.
Get him in gear.
No, I gotta wait to see. He might not want to come down to Macon. I can't do that. He might not even bring it to Macon.
I'm gonna get my damn dog caught. I'm gonna have a damn 5 feet in my dog caught.
No, Lil Mo got one with nitrous on it. I was gonna blow Tack Man's asshole out when he turn that bundles and hold his hand up. I was gonna shoot that bitch down.
Well, dog, I was just gonna run you the quarter mile and make you blow that bitch up.
No, that's one thing about it. If I get in front of you, I get off of it then, and then you catch back up, I hit it again. You know how we used to do when we used to run out of gear? Let that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Let that bitch coast a little bit, then hit it again. Got it.
Motherfucker wind up hard as hell.
Hey, what happened to everybody on the goddamn phone? What happened to DJ Grady over there putting some makeup on his face or some shit?
No, Roger, you ain't him, man.
Shit. Motherfucker talking all that goddamn shit. I'm on a mission, boy.
I got all the damn night clothes. The lady, they won't damn help me. All the night
clothes. How the hell you get Black Man's
open? I'm trying to figure out. She opened it. But the thing is, the damn screen shifted to the left, and I can't see none of the damn front number.
Jay, was it the screen or was it your cock-eyed ass eye?
Might be my eye.
Okay.
Hey, either way, I can't see it.
Jay, you got a point there now. Damn, what the fuck it is, I can't see it.
Yeah, I can't see it.
Miami just blowed the Bulls' ass out again tonight.
That's right.
Just fuck
That's
them up
right.
and blow their assholes clean out.
I can't get this love doing that. I can't see nobody's name, number, shit. Lady ain't going to damn sleep. You know,
they said she fuck you. She fired herself.
That's
right.
I just motherfucking dismiss myself. Happy belated Mother's Day.
You didn't give her. It was Mother's Day yesterday, and you didn't give her no Mother's Day raise or something. Then you on this day here talking this shit tonight. You said kiss her ass. she didn't want to say it because she's too polite, but I said it for her.
Uh-huh.
All you gotta do is grunt, lady. If that's right, just grunt. Take some of that bass out your voice, lady.
I smell a rat.
I heard that song. That's an old. All that old shit, I just told you, Proton Joe think he a damn veteran. That's some routine shit for motherfuckers like me. Old as he is, that should have been routine shit for me. That's a whole ass, that's a regular song, Ty.
I know it.
Didn't that sound like
truck driver singing though? Hey, you
no,
know
truck driver sounded like a little pretty boy. Truck driver, a little pretty boy.
You know, I ain't heard nothing about the race. Robert Tiles and damn Dolomite both be going for the damn top sportsman belt, and neither one of them scared to talk about it. One scared and the other one scared her. But I know which one I like.
I'll tell you the truth now. Bobby been kind of shaky here lately. His confidence is going to get shaky. If Dolomite got them fooling the boys down there with it, and his ass ain't goddamn it nervous and got to take a shit, he gonna beat Bobby.
Because,
you know, Dolomite got to take a shit because he got something wrong with his bladder or some shit. He got to shit all the time.
Something wrong with his bladder,
but
he got to shit,
though. Oh, the bladder, that's the piss, Jay. He must have fucked around and got some of that wrong shit and put the wrong applicator up his ass.
No. His old lady gave him some vitamins and he think them damn vitamins rip they really X-like.
Yeah, boy, you have to be careful about that shit. Spend them damn chocolate. Damn chocolate.
Hey,
damn chocolate.
I'm going to say back in the day, for real, though, kids used to get them motherfuckers to eat because they was like chocolate and got fucked up, man. Got diarrhea all over the goddamn place. I can't say that because I did the same shit.
Oh, shit. Hey, no, your mic open? No.
You know, goddamn well, if your mic
open,
you have been saying something. That bitch can't stay quiet that long.
Hey, listen.
It's over now. What's up,
Nod? Hey, listen. We going back and forth. I mean, I'm not questioning your Texas, but if Blue Magic feel that goddamn froggy, you know that goddamn Camaro in our camp got oil pressure, and we can make it right this motherfucking Saturday if he's so fucking froggy.
You talking about that Jimmy had down in Valdosta this weekend?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then I can't. I don't know if they know the car or not. Okay, if y'all heard that out there, Blue Magic, text me the answer to that. They said they got Jimmy couldn't even get their bitch off the start line down there in Valdosta, so if y'all want to try that motherfucker, plus Jimmy done gained about 40 pounds, goddammit.
Don't let the weight fool you. That trigger thing ain't wrong, and that tune-up game ain't nothing wrong with that.
Well, what you gonna do with hurt car? Fuck, Okay, they just asked me what car. Hey, describe the car to him, because I can't. All I can tell y'all
The one that ran Tim Lynch at Duck Race.
The Camaro. Yellow, red, black.
On 10-5. We ran on 10-5.
Okay. Y'all heard that, Blue Magic. Text me the answer. I'll let y'all hear it when they come in. They go deep when they come in.
I heard it, but my mic was muted.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. He said that's a pro mod. They said they don't want that pro. It's a pro mod.
No, that's not a pro mod. There ain't no pro mod, dog.
I'm just telling you what they told me. I'm just telling you.
Listen. I said I could make the race right. I ain't trying to bully these cats, but they don't. They got a lot of gas on their chest. Listen, man, I know there's a lot of this shit going in girls racing. I'm not guilty of this. Motherfucker want to beat on the bitch when they ain't got no oil pressure. When the bitch get that oil pressure, and I don't know why they're so disrespectful about this man's car, that goddamn Nova, when Tony was driving that bitch, Tony was kicking ass in it. And I know for a fact y'all don't think it's going to be slower. You know the bitch going to be faster. And I promise you, that motherfucker Blue Magic, where the fuck he's from, Virginia, North Carolina, Chicago, he going to dive his ass right back in the tobacco field. I guarantee when we get some fucking oil pressure.
One of y'all gonna back up. That's all I got to say.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
One thing you know, if I got oil pressure, you best believe I'm gonna fucking race.
They ain't talking about that Camaro from up that way.
No, you know the Blue Magic car.
And run your ass. We don't give a fuck what you got. We got the baddest goddamn back half on the planet. And that's it.
That ain't the car they talking about.
I think they just want the nightmare because they want to shut your mouth.
I ain't got no oil pressure, bro. As soon as I get some oil pressure, I'm going to race them.
Guess what?
Who the f- Hey, can I say
he
one
can't
thing?
Make no motherfuckers shut up. We grown over here. And guess what?
Can I say
a bitch ain't gonna go in no polar behind no motherfucking race car or eat no soup when the bitch gets
trying
ready,
to figure
get
out
ready.
I just got another text. They said, in that case, then, won't y'all just shut the fuck up if y'all ain't ready then?
We ready. We ready.
Hey,
we
got all our pressure over here, dog.
Yo.
Hey, dog. Why the fuck they won't shut the fuck up? They ain't racing nobody.
That's what I was going to say, dog. Check their resume. Besides the motherfucking shootout. Faggots running shootout for bitch money. Put your own motherfucking money up.
Hold on. I just got to
shut the fuck up.
Yeah, put your own motherfucking money up. Don't run for another bitch money.
They said they can't be there this week. They'll lock out for another day, though. But Blue Magic, if y'all can hear me, ain't no use of locking out until they say they got all. They might not have all pressure next week
no,
either.
No,
so when they get all pressure, then y'all set a day.
Any two motherfuckers are going to sit there and wait for one car? So they won't raise. They won't raise
them all pressure next
week. Hey, Talk, it might be personal. It might be personal.
Don't nobody even know the
fucking
clown.
I'm telling you, it might be personal. That's all I can think about. It must be personal.
Ain't nothing leading that. Ain't nothing leading. Ain't nothing
personal
with a
motherfucker, you know, dog.
You
need to be personal with a motherfucker, you know.
Hey,
Clark. Me.
Clark. No. What the hell is going on? Man, we sitting up there letting a bitch text in a motherfucker like a hoe. He texts real fast. Like a hoe. So he got a whole tendency. So what the fuck is we sitting up here going back and forth with him? He told him, we told him what car he can get, and he don't want them problems. So guess what? You picking on a car that you know ain't ready? And if y'all say another word to that side, now that's the true definition of a sidewalk.
Hold on, sir. What do you got, sir? You talking about ain't no race off of Virginia? Your man got dragged, we'll come to fucking make it right now and run your ass. We don't give a fuck what you got. We got the baddest goddamn back half on the planet. And that's it.
Goddamn Jay got out of there.
They don't give a
fuck
what you got, and we just try to lock him in with the Camaro. Yes, you do give a fuck what we got. You ain't trying to lock up, motherfucker.
Hey, now, the same guy on the car that was saying that shit there?
That's a record, man.
I know what I'm saying is the same guy still got the car. What the hell? Tyke, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, dog. They better not say shit else to that clown.
Oh, they said the guy that said they still got the car. That's what they just said. I just got a piece of the same guy got the same car. Got the car. Yeah. Anybody else got to fell off tight?
No, they ain't fell off with. Guess what? You know, ain't nobody going to sit here and argue with a ghost.
No.
Willie Dog.
You.
What you gonna do with white trash and Trey One?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
Come on now, quit playing, man. Quit playing,
You asked me what you want me to do. You want me to argue with you then? I said nothing.
Goddamn, ain't a big block of that motherfucker. You scared of a small block?
It's a big block in it, yes. It's a big block in that back half car with 29s on it, yes. And I don't want to do nothing.
No
what else you want to ask me? Huh? Who's that? Anyway, who's that? That friend?
No, bitch.
Hey, I'll run white trash. We'll run white trash. Lock in 500 on 15 or better. Fuck it. I didn't want that trouble, but I'll try some since everybody else scared to race.
Hey,
who's that bitch with white trash? Where that homosexual faggot at now?
Hey, Jay Bonds still on here?
Hell no, I'm Jay Bonds. Who the fuck want it?
Hey,
you ain't Jay Bonds. Shut your ass up, dog. Motherfucker, you sound like a goddamn bitch. You shut the fuck up.
I don't give a fuck what I sound like. Shut your ass up, boy. Hey, Jay Bonds.
Lay your ass down, hoe.
Hey, go over there and belly. Shut the fuck up.
Shut up, you sidewalk, sissy. Lay the fuck down, motherfucker. You got to squat the piss, bitch.
Oh, you got your mouth open. I'm good. Where's Jay Bonds at, man?
That was a good one now.
Hey, man, lay off me. Hey, man. God damn, man.
Man, listen, can I ship Lady A to y'all?
Man, hey, look, man, lay off that lady, man. Lay off Lady Paper. We had to come down there and put a showdown hotel on your ass.
That, listen, 505 Mallard's Crest, will y'all bring her in? Matter of fact, damn my ass, get her and take her back with you. Get Lady, hey, Lady, hey, you on the phone?
B-U-B-U-I.
Lady, won't talk now. See what I'm talking about?
I'm here.
Lady, I got your back, baby. I got your back. Tell J-Pom I'm coming to stand
up with
my
homegirl.
I appreciate it.
I play
your ass in the bushes,
J-Pom.
Listen, this show is about logging in and shit.
Hey, where's the white trash at? Man, where's white trash at?
Hey, I'm right here, dog. I thought that was Fox Central, man.
No, but you still get out ready, but I'm going to give you a raise, though.
What kind of time on this?
I told you, 29.5.
A W?
Yes. Of course.
Yes.
It's a weak business, man. Wayne, it's summer.
What up, Stunner? What up, though?
Every time we get ready to block a race in, Stunner bring his motherfucker. Stunner, get the hell out of here. We lock a race in.
DJ. Sidewalk Central. Go ahead, Wayne. Lock it in. I'm betting with you.
What you want to do, Wayne?
That was I just goddamn said, fool.
Shut up, DJ. Goddamn, we try to lock in races. You come in and stop locking in races, motherfucker. We're going to be in Montgomery to fuck you up. Just waste your time.
Hey, Wayne, what you want to do, you fat bitch? Hey, look, you old motherfucker. I'm
going to
lock you in tomorrow on DJ show.
I ain't going to be on DJ show tomorrow. Bitch, lock me in right now. What the fuck tomorrow going to do? You going to do some research and find out?
Your show in, motherfucker.
Type man just told you, goddamn it, to do it to him. He gave you the goddamn go-ahead, bitch.
I ain't never seen a car in my day in my life.
You ain't missing shit.
All right, DJ Grant, you can talk now since he done got scared.
Hey, dog, you want to lock in something for Saturday with that cotto?
Not smoking, man. I told you, smoking ain't tested. Smoking still popping.
I'm talking about goddamn what that car is, Trey One. Y'all
want
to
lock
in with the Regal?
Which Regal? You talking about Cold Killer?
Yes.
Yeah, I do that. We can lock in.
Okay, how much on what?
$5,000 better, straight off the trail?
No, dog, we ain't coming straight off the trail now.
I got to run the trail. If I don't run it straight off the trail, I'm scared.
Okay, well, by you saying that, I knew you was a sidewalk sister in a motherfucking way.
I ain't never wrong with it. Somebody got to get some pussy.
Hey, dog, but guess what? I ain't mad at you for trying to run your race now.
That's all I'm trying to do, because I know if you get it right, I ain't got fucking tight. I'm pissed off. Y'all get a shake now, and I'll come straight off the trail. Y'all get lane choice.
We might need more than one straight down.
I give you lane choice and one chest pass. I'm going to come straight out the trailer. I ain't going to do nothing.
Lock in.
I'm
lock in,
what
dog.
Do.
Lock
come
in.
Over there and watch
lock
me.
In, dog.
Hold
up.
Let me finish the race. You come over there and watch me. The only thing I'm going to do is check my air pressure. I won't do nothing else but check my air pressure. If I do anything else besides check my air pressure, that's all I'm going to do is check my tires and pull to the line and go to y'all ass.
Dog, I don't like that. I don't know what kind of adjustments Chris don't have
well,
to make.
Well, fuck
it,
y'all got lane choice,
no,
you got a test pass, and you got the back top.
Hold on. Let's just lock in and run by goddamn 7 o'clock, 7:30.
Who next? Who else wants some? Who next? That one there ain't no. I ain't backing up. You all the way backing up. I'm ready to race.
That ain't me, Maggie. When I make the beeping noise, it really sounds like a truck. That's what I do. I'm straight. If y'all want to go with that week, bitch, I'm really trying to lock in just regular racing. We might make five passes.
Tight man, don't get me wrong. I know if you bitches right, I'm gapped at the 3:30. I'm trying to get my racing. I ain't ashamed to say it.
Oh well, dog, I respect you for that. You still trying to go now? Don't get it twisted. You still trying to go? Straight off the trailer, I'll bet with you. That bitch ain't proven yet.
I know it ain't.
That's why I ain't gonna do shit off no trailer.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Hey, man, AKA Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll, now hold up now. You talking about Nard or real Jelly Roll?
You know he ain't talking about motherfucking meat, bitch.
No, when it said you invented the Jelly Roll, I'm saying that's what I'm talking about.
My name ain't no motherfucking Jelly Roll. They don't call me no Jelly Roll.
I said you invented the name, Nard.
Well, I didn't invent that name. Ice Cube and my elves. That's how you move it. I just gave somebody else that name because it fitted them at the time.
Yeah. Hey, but look here now. I'm just tired of being a bully now. What the fuck? Nard, you going to find out whether or not y'all want to run hurt tomorrow or not?
Well, I'll find out. He'll give me a call tomorrow.
Dog,
why you call T5? T5 won't call in?
T5 been not motherfucking call in.
Wow.
Why not, dog? Now, how you want to run T5? That's
I'm going to run T5 head to fuck up.
He got to go straight off the trailer, too?
No, he ain't. He ain't got to. Ain't none of them bitches got to go straight off the trailer. I get all them bitches one test pass.
Nah, that's a good gamble,
man. They scared the death of me.
Nah,
hold on.
That's a good
gamble. Just so you know, I've been asking for T5 ever since I come on the show now.
Oh, I ain't know this motherfucker. I was on the other line.
I'm just letting you know.
He's been doing that.
Came on the show, I've been asking for T5 and Hurt ever since I come on the show.
Okay,
yeah.
Hey,
he
Nard.
Get
Fat Boy alone and let Dog get Hurt one shake down.
He not answering his phone, he's going straight to voicemail. Let me try it again.
Damn.
I'm going to be honest with you, Dog. It's just me. He don't need no shade now. He can run straight off the trail.
Well, lock it out, then. Quit talking
but
to them.
I just can't do that like that, man, till I talk to them. Let me call him again.
Hey,
I said that's my feeling
now.
About it.
Now, the thing is, dog will let you buy out for less than what the party the lockout is.
I'm going to make it easy for him. Lock out 100 on 5.
Yeah, now he got there, all that. But Ryan, he can't go.
Well, see, Tiger, bitch on my band $100. If we lock out 200 on 5 or 500 on some 1,000, well, shit, I mean, I'm still, you know.
Well, dog, you know I don't witness that shit, so I ain't even worried about that.
See, like I told him, motherfucker, all I got to do is hook up and bag out the thing.
Hey, man, sitting back here drinking on that Hamilton.
Hey, how Boomer called Tony Bynes name? Say that again, Ty.
J-Bone. Could you get Tony Barnes on the phone? Who the fuck you made, Tony Barnes?
Hey, dog.
Yo. Hey, tell that story. Cause I figured you're going to wait till tomorrow to tell that story that Houdini move you pulled.
Which one you talking about?
Where me and Herc and Big Jeff came down there where y'all was at, where you and Cowboy and Shaman was at. And Mike was all down there. We had a deposit to put up. That goddamn dog. We went down there with a deposit and left with our money back in our hands.
Well, and look here. After I thought about that shit, I said to myself, if these bitches want to run diligence, and I know diligence fast as me, I'm going to try to find a way to get my money back. Fuck this shit.
Hey, man, I wasn't no goddamn fool. Hey,
I looked around.
Hey, we can talk about it now,
dog. Said, we still got dog motherfucking punk ass locked in. I said, you a goddamn lap, bitch. I got my money.
Hey, dog. We can talk about the shit now, dog. Have you ever seen me in that motherfucking choir before, dog?
Hey, I know you was mad in the motherfucker. You, Baldy was too. Hey, type
hey,
in.
I said I'm
type
playing.
In.
Hey,
type in. I ain't gonna say they was gonna beat me. We don't know what was gonna happen. But they had me tied up to the poles just like they wanted to. Big Hood come around there and untied the goddamn knot, man.
Show me.
Let him loose. Shit, he untied
hey,
that knot. And you like an old dog be tied up for about 10 years, you take that rope off his motherfucking ass, that bitch gonna hold
hey.
In.
You ain't never seen that motherfucker no more.
They were like
hey,
them goddamn
hey,
girls
hey,
in that
hey,
goddamn
hey.
House they been locked up for 10 years. They got the hell out of
hey,
there.
Hey, Tay, Cowboy and Jamie were talking to me and nephew. Oh, I don't think I said three words to them one. They were talking about playing spades.
Damn,
and
sure did.
I was on
I
my
ain't
phone
never seen
playing. I was so goddamn quiet and hot. If I thought I could whoop his big ass, I'd have jumped on him.
I ain't lying, man. That was some funny shit, though, boy. Hey, hold on.
I forgot to tell y'all something. No, you lied too. Both of us lied. We gave a bad race report. It was one runs race at the track close. We lied.
Oh, you talking about that in the parking lot?
Yeah, the parking lot. Two pickup trucks.
You lied. It was about four of them. You talking about that vet and them damn trucks and all that shit?
Yeah, them trucks. Yeah, two trucks.
Yeah,
them
bitches in the parking lot racing. After they didn't race, them bitches in the parking lot butting out doing donuts in a brand new vet. Now, the vet raced twice and them damn two SUVs raced two times. It was about four races up. You know, them damn trucks backed up the way y'all was at and took off.
Yeah, I saw the two trucks racing.
Yeah.
Hey, I wasn't there and I ain't heard what happened. I heard some of what happened. But I think if they'd have just let the track close, I know y'all would have been all right. Just, you already at the track, that little race.
We didn't want to bring up no shit, but if you didn't hear the show, what Nard and everybody got mad about was, it didn't do nothing but sprinkle. When the sun come
right.
out, that's when they canceled the rain. That's when they should have canceled the rain when it started sprinkling.
Right.
That's what everybody got upset about, and it got so pretty it was a shame.
It got pretty, dog. I ain't gonna lie. That was a beautiful sunset. That was a pretty. I'm telling you, it was pretty too, man.
All I'm telling y'all, man, damn that. Anybody got a golf car they want to lock in with no nitrous, no superchargers, no bull charges, just
there's too many goddamn. There's too many goddamn.
Hey, hold on, Ty. You might have a race. I'm gonna call. I think Jimmy got changed that clutch. I think you got your race.
Be positive, motherfucker. Don't think.
Hey, I said the man got to change the goddamn clutch on the golf cart.
All the thing I got to do is plug up the goddamn plug and charge it up.
Goddamn, no, every time we get you a race, you got to go check somebody.
Hold
no,
hold
that ain't
hold
like
hold
you,
hold
man.
Hold.
You need to have your shit together before you come on in.
No. If T5 come, I'll lock his ass in with T5 with golf cart.
Be positive. Get him on the phone and see if he's motherfucking coming.
Lock
he got
five,
three phones.
Lock, tell
him I ain't going to be there. He might call him then.
What's that now?
Lock in $5 on 20 or better. Lock in $5 on $20 or better.
Man, I ain't gonna do nothing for motherfucking $5 but play the lottery. Now, since you talking about you gonna lock motherfucking T5 in, motherfucker lock in $30 on a $100. I'm gonna stop these $100 or better.
Hey, hold on. I got to see if Baldy. If Baldy come, I'm going to lock you in with Box of Jerry off guard. You locked.
Don't call where Baldy sleep. You know he on his medication. Well, Marlo, you need to call on John Cherry
tomorrow.
Hey,
lock
in.
We're going to lock in $100 or $100.
Okay. I promise you this here, motherfucker, I won't be broke. It ain't like I can break. All I'm going to do is plug the charge up.
Is we locked? If Box Jerry comes, we locked, right?
Long as there's a golf car. No power adders.
Ain't got no power adders at all. I know it got four wheels and you pull a car with it.
Okay. $100 or $100 or better.
Yeah, if Box Jerry brings his golf cart.
Hey, hold up. Bitch, I want my money now.
Hey, man.
I'm over here eating motherfucking soup, too.
Listen, dude, if Box Jerry come in, bro, with his golf cart, you got a race.
Hey, Tony, don't do it, Tony. He got one of them side-by-side goddamn Suzukis, man.
That ain't no golf car. Trust me. It ain't club car, easy go.
Hey, I tell y'all, y'all can't hide nothing from me. I got spies everywhere.
Hey, Suzuki ain't no golf car. Hey, Tony, he lying. Somebody just text him that bullshit. You race stop the motherfucker. Somebody text you that bullshit, dog.
He put that motherfucking push on that bitch. That bitch might do a wheel stand.
Get what, dog? Suzuki don't make a golf car. Whatever that bitch called, it ain't called golf car.
Well, y'all have been out there arguing, see?
No, I won't. I hear that bitch.
Yeah, he ain't called. What he said was, it got four wheels and pulled the car.
And what I said, golf car. Them Polaris and shit like that. I take motherfucking 10 in the break. They can get their ass down in the 8. I'm just going to try some. Shit.
You got a bite, Ty.
Uh-oh.
Bitch, that ain't no golf car.
You got one and one. You got the head of break.
Man, with a motherfucking, with some big shit like that, bro, I need motherfucking 10 in the break. You know how fast that motherfucker runs?
You got 3 bulls.
Take the three bulls.
I'll
take them.
8 miles.
Yeah, that's even better. That's even better. Shit.
I lock your ass in, dog.
I ain't got no motherfucking golf cart, bitch.
I'm talking about white trash and trade one, motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
All right, lock in 500 on 1,000 better, straight out the trailer. You get lane choice.
Oh, goddamn you, dog. Man, you on some bad.
Hold on,
man.
I'm telling you, if you don't like that, tell me what you want then. It's a negotiation thing you go through, motherfucker. You don't just fuck the first. If you go to the whole house, you don't just fuck the first bitch you see at the whole house.
Head, I don't go to the whole house. Head up, 8 mile, 400 Pro Tree, run by 6 o'clock. White trash versus Trey One. You driving out.
Head up, 8 mile, Pro Tree. You can have lane charge straight out the trail.
Now the bullet with that straight off the trailer shit.
I got to, Ty. That's the only chance I got. I'm testing, and I ain't gonna
get
test.
What? You ain't never test for free.
I test on a motherfucker and I take a chance. Mayday!
He muted his own motherfucking mic, dog.
Who you trying to open up, dog?
Hey, if you had to keep talking, Ty, I'd swear you told him to do it. I would swore you went in the private room and told him to do it.
I got all the mics open.
Dude,
you
my shit open. Dog was talking about shit, so I muted myself.
he said you muted yourself.
Dog, you a bad motherfucker, dog. You smart, too.
Yes, I am.
Dog, you ducker. That's that motherfucking name. Dog, you ducker.
I don't cut. You call me the ducker, the sucker, whatever you want to call me, bitch. You got, goddamn it, you got a race straight out the trailer. I don't give a fuck who drive. I really don't want to beat your big ass no way, because I don't respect your ass as no driver, so put your best driver in that bitch.
That wasn't me talking, motherfucker.
Well, I was talking to you. I don't give a fuck who was talking.
That was me talking, bitch.
I don't.
You know what, dog? You know what, dog? Lock that shit in. Straight off the trailer, $500
or $2,500 better. If I make $2,500 better, sir, you better make sure the police ain't there, or they gonna lock me up.
Man, God damn, he on some bullshit.
No, I ain't. I'm just on my budget, bitch. I ain't on no bullshit. I'm on a budget.
Lock it in $500 or $1,000 better. Off the trailer.
Hello. Oh, okay, yeah. Say what now? Say again? Head up, Peggy.
Head up $500 on a 1,000 better off the train.
Good. We got to run by 4 o'clock.
Yep.
All right. That's locked.
Psych.
Huh? You said psych. Well, now, y'all need to quit bullshitting now. Hey, okay, I'll tell you what you do. Lock the fuck in, 500 on 25 or better, any fucking time you want to do before 10 o'clock, bitch.
Oh, shit.
Now, you done pissed me the fuck off, motherfucker.
You ain't gonna
fight
me back. You ain't gonna get me back. I ain't falling for that shit.
I ain't no falling for that shit. Mine locked. If I said I ain't making no motherfucking jokes, bitch.
Uh-uh.
And you can have a choice, motherfucker.
Really bad luck, bro.
My shit locked. All you gotta do is say you want it, it's locked. Because really, when you said that just a while ago and I said locked, you really supposed to have been locked in. You talking some goddamn psych shit.
Hey,
tight.
I'm not running off the trailer.
Shut the fuck up, then. Shut the fuck up.
Not
hey,
tight.
What kind of outfit Johnny had on Saturday?
Oh man, that bitch had on some black.
Tight. He had his Mr. T starter kit on.
Yeah, man.
He had on his old leather chain. This bitch looked just like a bracelet, man. A necklace looked just like a bracelet. A woman bracelet. Then Johnny had on a dope boy Nike's black.
This bitch got on white motherfucking socks that stopped right over a little bit over his ankle, but they were socks and shit. I had to make close out get that shit on camera, man. Johnny talking about he don't care. You ought to care, motherfucker.
Man, that bitch ain't got no bills or lights in his house. Be leaving the house like
that,
right?
No, yeah, dog. No light. No.
Hey, we look like tight Bolt of the Clown.
You see that Postdoc got it. Got it one of a kind.
Hey, is Wayne still on the phone, man? Wayne.
Uh-oh.
Wayne, let's just do a little advertising, Wayne. Let's just lock up 500 to run travel trips. Just a little warm-up run, me and you. $500. Let's just do a little warm-up run. $500 straight off the trailer.
Hey, lock in when you walk through the gate.
Huh?
Lock in when you walk through the gate.
Okay, that's gonna be $500. We're gonna run both of us gonna run straight out the trailer, right?
Yep.
Okay, what time are we gonna do it at now? Around about what, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock?
God.
I mean the gate's open at damn, I think 9 o'clock, man.
I'm coming from out of town, dog.
Okay, what time do you think you're gonna be there?
I'm trying to be there before it opens, but you never know what happened on that road.
Okay, do it like this. We lock out $500, a little test run, a little warm-up run, at 1 o'clock. If you're not there or you get there earlier than that, we'll back it up accordingly. I ain't trying to shit you. I just want to fuck you. I ain't trying to shit you. All
right.
That lock? Huh?
What's the pump got on that 500?
500. You can't run, you lose 500.
Tight
man,
you know.
Tight man gonna be the DP man. When we come in the gate, he get the 500.
No. We gotta ask some type of fucker. It's gonna be $100 on
500.
The what now? It's gonna be $100 on 500.
Let me ask you a question. What difference, if we're going to run for 500 straight off the trailer, fucking happen between 9 and 10?
What if I hurt my car on Saturday?
What you mean you hurt your car on Saturday? Saturday's when we talking about running, you dumb motherfucker.
Oh, I was talking about Sunday for DJ race.
Oh, hell no. You been a guy with cash pass in. I'm talking about that maker.
Ready? You
can't intermeet
some people?
Hey, J-Bone, mute your own damn mic.
No, I just wait till I get up, see when I get there. I'll wait.
All right, damn it, you scared, motherfucker.
I'm always scared.
I'm never scared, bitch.
Hey,
you scared,
dog.
You scared.
Hey, dog.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you going to run Bojack's Saturday. Bojack got a big block in there, right?
I don't give a fuck what kind of block he got in it. If
he
run
out
the fucking
trailer,
I don't give a fuck what kind of block he
got. Yeah, I was saying, I see he called you out, dog, and you asked the call out.
Yeah.
Y'all going to run Thursday?
No, I probably ain't gonna run Thursday. If I know I'm coming out to the racetrack. See, I know I'm coming to the Macon Saturday, so I'm not gonna run Thursday, no.
Okay, you're right. That makes sense. You're right, dog. That makes sense.
Well, see, what I'm saying is, I'm on a budget. I know I ain't got but so many runs. I'm gonna try to make every one of them count. Going on that Thursday is making me waste money that I can damn go to Macon with.
Yeah, right.
Every time I make a pass, it's gonna be. Every time I make a pass, you're gonna hit me twice, cause that's gonna be my test pass and my race pass.
Well, I know I ain't gonna drive 800 miles around my shit off the trailer. I ain't crazy, motherfucker.
Well, shut the fuck up, then. I ain't bothering you. I ain't mad with you.
Nah,
bitch.
Motherfucker, you on some bullshit.
I'm not mad with you, bitch.
Hey, man. Hey, watch your mouth, motherfucker.
You ought to keep off the street, then. Keep off the street. I won't have to fuck her.
Hey, dog.
Yo,
Jeremiah, y'all better. Let me make a phone call.
That Wayne talking again. Wayne. Fuck! God damn it! The damn Jay going to fuck the damn show up again.
Hey, dog.
Yes, sir.
Hey, who on the phone?
I know me and Tyke was on there. I don't know if Tyke must have dropped too.
Lady A off the phone. Hey. Lady A on the phone. She on the phone.
Yeah, hey. She's still here until the show go off probably. What, you got something nasty to say? Lady A, go to the private room for
Yeah,
talk.
I can't. No. I can't say it, Lady A. I, out of respect, but I can't say what I want to say. I'm just like.
No.
Yo.
I can say this, dog. Hey, dog. You ever dated a midget, dog?
You ever dated a midget? I ain't never seen a skinny midget.
Hey, she's
With a dog.
Hey, she's
a
dog.
Hold on, we trying to get a race on. Oh, yeah.
Damn.
She's a stripper. You get a half prize here because she a midget, right?
Yeah.
Who that called me?
Hey.
Is that Wayne?
Yeah.
But that ain't no damn Wayne. That don't even sound like Wayne.
Who the hell sound like then?
Sound like a faggot.
Good night.
Wayne.
What?
That ain't Wayne, man.
That's
Wayne talking
somebody else.
That ain't Wayne. Is that Wayne
who
never scared or scared all the time? White trash or whoever the fuck it is.
Who the hell you think it is?
That's Bobby Child.
That ain't no damn Bobby Child neither. He sound like a faggot too. Bobby Child was a little bit more bass in his voice if he's getting this Dolomite been fucking him.
Damn.
Y'all tired asses. I've been messing this damn button ever since 6 o'clock.
Jay Vaughn didn't be fucking up with that one button. I don't even know why you messed your one button on that shit.
Come on, what you say, I'm scared of Dolomite. As soon as I get through whooping Dolomite again, I'm going to tell him I'm getting the fucking back time.
Yeah, I heard you say that, Bobby, but I don't believe it, though. If Dolomite got his nerves together, he's going to beat the shit out of him.
I don't care if he got the fooling ball in there. They better put, how many fooling balls is it? Three of them? They better put one of them on the damn hood, one is sitting on the damn ball on, and one is jagged his nuts. Not as big as nuts.
I'm telling you, if Dolomite down there, and he don't worry about all the little bitty shit he be worried about, He gonna fuck
if
you up.
If a damn frog, if a frog had wings, he wouldn't bump his ass on the ground. He'll drop away.
No, you lied about that. If a frog had wings, he wouldn't be a motherfucking frog.
Yeah, he would. He'd be a fucking frog with wings. Now what?
Y'all just sit there and woke Bob up. That be sound like it just woke him out to be.
Are you sick as hell, one?
No. Hey, look here. Hey, tight man. My finger's sick of getting that one button. And then, what's y'all pad did J-Bone use? He used the Maxima pad or the Cortex or something?
It all depends on who go up in your ass, see? It all depends. See, if tight man go up in your ass, you need a maxi pad. If Nard go up in your ass, you need a mini pad. If that midget go up in your ass...
Hey, he's so mad with Lady A tonight. Good God about it.
And you think Lady A worry about that bullshit? Lady A say he can be mad the fuck as he want to be as long as he sign that check.
That's right.
Some things a man shouldn't say.
How you know a man said it? It just could have been a male. I'm trying to get dog goddamn ready straight out the trailer. I think I'm gonna get it. I'm having one tomorrow by his show.
Really, Tack Man trying to get me fucked up. That's what he's doing.
No, I ain't.
But you know me, Tack Man. You know
dog,
how I rap.
Hey,
you
dog,
go real.
Hey, dog.
Yo.
Hey, dog. Say now them got their car ready, huh?
But that's who DJ Graham was talking about. They said they're gonna be ready. They ain't tested it yet.
Okay, that same burger the car had?
Nah, I don't know about that. Now, they've been gone a long time, man.
Who?
K-9.
Oh, that little red car? Ain't
well, that's what I'm, I don't know if it's going to be that one or not. I don't know, type, you know.
Yeah,
know
it'll
they,
be that
they
one.
They said it back bigger and better.
Yeah, it should. It'll be that one.
DJ Grant thought he was a... holding the secret, like it's a secret in raising. Ain't no secret in raising.
No, dog. Damn,
gonna,
so late.
You got somebody here telling us tomorrow that you don't want to know who it is tonight. I can't run around there busting his ass out.
Yeah.
Listen, man.
He don't know who he is, dog.
You're on the phone now. Go ahead, DJ. You just sleepy ass.
Yeah. Listen, man. All I'm saying, I can't do that. They call. And they want to address who they want to address. So I can't make no move to lock the car in, so I won't let them do their own thing. They said they're going to come on, they'll probably come on the show tomorrow, and they'll do whatever they want to do.
Well, you going to see
was
it
to, he was, listen, he was willing to bet me the man ain't going to go. He going to bet me $300. The man won't even fucking race it.
K-9 might not race now. They funny now. They ain't all the way tested and feel real comfortable. Them bitches ain't going to race.
Boy, you act like he coming for a bear or something.
You know how they
are.
They kind of particular, though.
Everybody like it soft.
Yeah. They want that with that buzzard. What they said.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for some
buzzard.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, if you had been in that office this week, type man, you'd have been proud of Barty. Barty was acting so nice this week, man. It was a shame, man. I thought something was wrong with that bitch.
No. I would be proud of them motherfuckers because they took their medication. That's what they're supposed to do.
Hey, is Nard still on the phone? Nard. Baldy said Nard was going 95 and 100 trying to get there on time, man.
He was. He really was. I ain't even going to make the comment I made early. Yeah, he was. He... You talking about with 10,000?
Dog, I wasn't driving, dog. Jimmy was driving. Jimmy was doing 90 all the way there.
You talking about with 10,000, dog? AKA General.
Come on, Tight Man, you start that shit again.
I'm fucking with Nard.
I know that General, that General means something.
Hey, that's what he went through running 85 and 90. Jelly Roll. hey, dog.
You.
I was at Dollars and the motherfucker beat me home.
Goddamn. Goddamn.
Hey, that's the funny part, dog. Hey, dog, we went to Red Lobster at 8. Got on the road, filled up. I got a program on my truck. He damn near done 100 getting back home. That's how pissed off he was. Hey, dog, listen here, dog. We can make a joke out of shit now, man. We can make a joke out of shit now, because it's over with, right? And I don't really give a shit about getting mad at
man. Man, shut the fuck up so I can hear, man.
Hey, listen, dog. Listen, dog.
Okay, go ahead.
To me now. Hey, I don't know how they charge to have them shows y'all do. Like the talk shows now. I'm trying to figure why the fuck you wasted money yesterday to do that show. Hey, you know the outcome is gonna be.
Hey, man, it ain't no big deal. I do everything.
Hey, dog, I'm just having fun right now, dog. Cause see, Perez was hot for real, and Spike was hot. I was hot too, right?
Yeah.
Dog, did I tell you all that shit at the race, right, dog? An hour before it happened.
He told me all that shit just like you said, man.
Hey, man, that dude was walking around the racetrack like he was going to death row.
Damn sure was, man. You got damn sure was.
I'm down with God, bro.
Hey, Nard, you ain't bullshit, man. Nard told me that shit.
Hey, that man had a look of...
Nard, you lied, Nard. You told me that shit about three times. He told me that shit about three times,
man, like he finna go to death row, man, finna get a life sentence, man. That man word in the... Hey, man, the shit was so funny. It's just, you know, real recognize real. Real recognize bullshit. But the shit funny now, dog. But dog got to be the jet reporter, get everybody side.
Hey, Nard, you really didn't tell Tyke, man.
Yeah.
That man broke his neck looking at the gate, man. Ain't nobody coming in that gate, man. That man had a crook in his neck, man, looking at the gate, man, like somebody pulled something through that
motherfucker. Hey, listen, dog. I don't know who said this shit. Somebody said, hey, man, when the rain stopped, wasn't nobody coming to the gate but a circle car driver. They said, I know it's going to get canceled now.
Man, y'all ain't right, man. Y'all ain't right, man.
Hey, dog, you know once you start laughing about something, it's over with, so.
Well, that's what I know, man. I hope so, but I mean, it was fucked up, though, Ty. Now, Nard was hot in the motherfucker. I was the only one cool down there.
I rather have lost my money racing until the kid, every time we stop, I put $120 for D's in my truck.
No.
Yeah.
No, you were hot.
Yeah, Bob, I'm hot, Bob. You know, I was heated, Bob. I wasn't hot, I was heated. Because, hey,